cross. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail the Rock. Oh, hail the Rock. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail the Rock.
Good evening, wonderful people, great beer friends. Wherever you are on this planet, once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission from our studios here in London on this day, the third day of January in the year of our Lord 2014, the year that the zoo refuses, the year that the zoo expired, the year that Biafra is being resurrected legally. Wherever you are, we welcome you. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Therefore, wherever you are on this planet, we say good morning. We say good afternoon. We say good evening. And we say good night to some of you. Especially our people in the far eastern part of the world. On a day we must mention the people of China, who have not only obliged us by making sure that their support for this very struggle, their monthly support has come in, but has paid for 2 months in advance. We recognize what Tochukwu Onwuankwo is doing with his team in China. They have done excellently well. This is Radio Biafra. In China now it's about 1 a.m. in the morning. In Malaysia, it is about 2 a.m. in the morning. But we know they are awake and they are listening to Radio Biafra. These are the people that recognize this very call when it was first sounded. And they are with us all the way through. Once again, we must welcome you wherever you are. If you go to Biafra Television, if you have problem receiving Radio Biafra anywhere, please tell those around you to go to YouTube. Ask them to type in Biafra Television on YouTube. That's all you need to do. You will go into our YouTube channel. You should be able to receive this broadcast. We are simulcasting both on YouTube as well as www.radiobiafra.co. We are on peopleofbiafra.org. We are on indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. We are also on Radio Biafra app. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. I am honored to say that the barrister is with me. We expect that Carol Monday will be able to join us later on during the show, and also Uche Mefo. Wherever you are, please, you must tell your friends, you will tell your family, you will tell all those around you, tell your relatives, tell your neighbors, also tell our enemies. Tell them that Radio Biafra is live on the air. Tell them that those people in London who are incorruptible, tell them that the people that they have in the USA, in Malaysia, in Italy, tell them that the people in Thailand, in China, tell them that those of us in Australia, you must tell them that the people in the United Kingdom, tell them that those of us in Germany, those of us in Spain, in Sweden, in Denmark, in Belgium, everywhere on this planet, that we are incorruptible. Not only is Radio Biafra incorruptible, the indigenous people of Biafra, upon whose name this radio station is broadcasting, is also incorruptible. We must go on to get Biafra. This year is the very defining year. If nothing happens this year, people should not believe us anymore. This year is the year of reckoning. 2014 has come, and we are not going to leave any stone unturned. because we did not choose to do this by ourselves, but because Chukwu Abiama, the only creator of the heavens and the earth, the supreme being, Chukwu Okike, has determined that we should come. And to him does all glory and all honor belong to, because Biafra is his inheritance. He has decreed, he has commanded that we must fulfill what was written in the scriptures, that as soon as we turn our ways, as soon as we turn back from the evil that has clouded our lives, lo and behold, he will save us. And that is why we are here. That is why we are doing what we are doing. That is why this radio station, as long as night follows day, that is why honesty and integrity, that is why in everything we do there must be truth in it, that is why this radio station must remain incorruptible, because we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. That is why we cannot afford to think of retreating, talk less of surrendering. We cannot retreat, we cannot surrender. They can build a garrison, a military garrison in every compound. They can do anything they like. Biafra is unstoppable. Unstoppable. We are going to show them this year that this Biafra we're talking about is unstoppable. It is going to come. Barrister is with me. And so are millions of people all over the world listening to Radio Biafra. We must welcome all of you. We must tell you, please, wherever you are, you have to do the right thing. The best thing for you to do is to join Radio Biafra. And the best way to do that, the best way to make sure this happens, is by going to www.radiobiafra.co. The best way to do this is by going to Biafra Television on YouTube. If you go to YouTube, you search for Biafra Television. There you will not experience any cutting. There you will not experience any loss in transmission. If you go to People of Biafra, you will listen to Radio Biafra this evening. Please, 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 you must announce it to those around you. Use every available means that you have. You must use Twitter. You will use BlackBerry Messenger. You will use WhatsApp. You will use email. Also use Facebook. You can use LinkedIn and every other social media platform you run. Go to Viber and tell your friends. Go to Tango. Tell them to come and listen to the gospel of the restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra being preached by Radio Biafra this evening. And always, Barrister, can you hear me? If you can, I would welcome you to acknowledge the presence of the wonderful people of Biafra, who are, as always, in every continent, in every country, in every city, in every town on this planet, listening to this radio station this very minute, please.
Thank you, Director. I wonder if my voice is coming through.
It is loud and clear. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Good evening yourself, and good evening to all our listeners, friends, and those who support the struggle for Biafra. We thank you. We welcome all your support. Whichever way you've been coming to us, we're receiving them. We are happy. We congratulate you. We pray for God to keep supporting you so that you will see through our struggle, so that we get back to the original land brought about by Chukwu Abiama himself. And that is where we are hoping to go home very soon. This year, something he says otherwise, ask us why. I support what he says. I put my signature behind him. We must, as we always preach, because the pain is too much. The particular action against Biafrans is overwhelming. Therefore, we can't hesitate anymore to get ourselves, to get our people out of the bondage that lasted 100 years. We will not allow it to enter any more for that period. We thank you, wherever you are. Get your pen and paper. Please, we seem to be saying this on a daily basis. Once your call has been picked, turn off whatever device you're using so that we can have some kind of meaningful conversations. In that way, we'll be able to move further ahead. Good evening.
Good evening, Barrister. And once again, we welcome our listeners from all over the world, over 3 million of you, listening to Radio Biafra this very evening. We must ask you, please, to work for the restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. The reason why we exist is to bring freedom to our people. The reason why we exist is to restore our dignity as a race. The reason why we exist is to fulfill what God himself said in the scriptures. That is why we are here. Our call, our mission is divine. Nobody knows God more than we do. We are very close to Chukwu Abiyama. Chukwu Abiyama is the supreme being. They call him Yahweh Jehovah. Any name you like, you can call him, but where we come from, his name is Chukwu Abiyama, the supreme God, the maker of the heavens and the earth. Who Biafra belongs to, Biafra will be offered to him as a sacrifice. We are seeking to restore his own kingdom on this earth because we are the children of the light. We are those that represent enlightenment. We represent knowledge. We represent fairness. We represent justice. What we are what we stand for and what we are here for is equity. No other race has that on this planet except the blessed children of Biafra. We must welcome you once again. Very soon, as always, our lines shall open and you will be able to give us the benefit of your opinion, and you know how to get through to us. If you approach us via the telephone, the number to call, as always, is our London number, which is +44 78 31 308 376. That is our number. If you go to Facebook, it's there. You must continue to add your friends onto Facebook as well. It's very, very important. The news we are bringing to you today, our signature headline today, is the case or the story of His Royal Highness Eze Alhaji Fatai Emetuma of Umuofo Autonomous Community in Oguta local government area. It's quite frightening what is happening. This is another traditional ruler with the title Alhaji, and he has gone to his brothers to commit abomination. He ate the money belonging to the village. He stole the money belonging to the villagers, the same way that his cousins do in the northern part of the Zoological Republic. And what did he do? He went to Obinze, where you have Muslim Islamic Alhaji army officers, and brought army officers to take away these youths from the village. Since November, no one has heard from them. And Alhaji is a traditional ruler in Igbo land. This same Alhaji stole money the same way other Alhaji steal in the northern part of the zoo. And he went and called the army for the boys. When the young men asked him and said to him, Alhaji, His Royal Majesty, or His Royal Highness, whatever he answers, where is the village money? The man went and got army for them. He didn't go to the police, he went to the army, where he knows that Obi Nzenia Owerri is where all the army people are from the north, those that hate us, those that will not hesitate to kill us. We know where they are. That is our headline this evening. We are going to bring you the remainder of the headline. We then go and address this very issue. It goes to the heart of the problem. For those that say, why do you want Biafra? You will tell them because there is a traditional ruler where you come from who is an Alhaji, who is Muslim, who is Islamic. Such nonsense cannot happen in the northern part of the zoo, the expired contraption they call Nigeria. Why should we allow it to happen in ours? Especially when such traditional ruler is abusing his office, using it to intimidate, to harass, and to circumvent public accountability. It will not happen. Never will it happen, not in our land. This man will be exposed this evening for who he is. This, His Royal Highness Eze Alhaji Fatai FC Emetuma, Afomuo Fong Autonomous Community. It is near Izombe, if I'm not mistaken. We must now go on to bring our listeners all over the world the rest of our headlines this very evening and accompanying news summary. Enugu community protests alleged imposition of monarch. Human rights groups describes Governor Dickson of Bayelsa as the worst violator of human rights. Federal government of the zoo, the expired country, the terminated country called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, is to establish 9,000 strong army division in the south-south. Ngige counts APC out of Anambra local government poll. SERAP, which is a human rights group, they keep coming up every day, these human rights people, to Jonathan, promises alone cannot end corruption. The zoological government flip-flops on approved sale of the four refineries, denied ever approving such. Those that doubt Radio Biafra should listen to this news. Nigeria is now running. They are saying they are no longer selling the refineries. But we are hot on their tail. That is how potent we are. AIDS analyze how President Jonathan can win or lose the 2015 polls, which will not hold, especially in Biafra land. There will be no election anymore in Biafra land. The Enugu one is the last one. That is the last major election. They can organize themselves, how they can govern themselves in the villages and in their respective areas, but no more significant elections will hold in Biafra land until Biafra comes. That is our promise, which we expect people to hold against us should we fail to deliver on it. We are not like other people that sit at home and sit in the forest. We deliver very clear, concise statement. There will no longer be any meaningful election in Biafra land until Biafra comes. The killer himself, the mass murderer, the looter, the man that built 15 billion naira worth of shopping mall in Abuja, when there is none in Anambra state, none, zero in Anambra state. His name is Peter Obi. He is analyzing Jonathan in office without analyzing himself. This is the man that killed our... In case you forgot, we have not forgotten the Zoo River. We are not like the other people. We don't forget on Radio Biafra. This is the man that killed our young men and dumped their bodies in a Zoo River. This is the man that is sitting on the autopsy report and refuses to bring it out. This is the man that stole the money belonging to Anambra people and invested it in Abuja, 15 billion. This is the same man that used his office to connive with Emeka Anyaoku to go and extract license from Jonathan to go and start exploring oil in Aguleri. This same man, Orient Oil, his hand is in everything. He is a brewer as well, selling beer with Biafra's rising sun on it. Buying and selling. Any little opportunity he sees, he makes money out of it. He is the governor that they say is doing very well, according to the idiots who don't understand politics. This is the fool they call Peter Obi. He is the one appraising Jonathan. He doesn't want to appraise himself. And we remind Peter Obi this evening, where is the autopsy report relating to Ezu River? We want it. We want that autopsy report. And we shall go on it this very evening. And now our news in greater detail. We are bringing to your attention that there is one, His Royal Highness, a traditional ruler, an Eze for that matter. His name is Alhaji Fatai FC Emetuma of Omuofo Autonomous Community in Oguta local government area. He conspired with the youth leader, who happens to be his cousin, to embezzle the youth empowerment fund given to them to the tune of over 5 million naira. When the youths went to him to ask him why there is no longer the money for to empower them, He went to Obin's military barracks and arranged for soldiers to come and take away these boys, having molested them. Nobody knows what these young men are going through. But we also know that the penchant of the Nigerian army to arrest people and to subject them to all manner of physical, mental, and emotional abuse. These are the men that a traditional ruler in Igbo land called to come and arrest those he's supposed to be presiding over their affairs. This man's name is His Royal Highness Eze Alhaji Fatai FC Emetuma. And Alhaji is an Eze in Igbo land. Have we forgotten Musa Dimona? Do you see what is happening in Imo State? Do you see what Rochas is doing? He converted Eze Musa Dimona, Musa Dimona of Mbitolu. Now he has converted this one again. His Royal Highness Eze Alhaji Fatai FC Emetuma. The army is at Obin's. They came and took these young men away. We are asking the Nigerian army, your business is to defend Nigeria, if at all there's anything called Nigeria. Your job is not to meddle into civil domestic village affair in Igbo land. Anybody who is close to Obin's barracks, anybody that knows who these people are, must tell them to release these young people. Nigerian army is not constitutionally allowed to meddle into civil matters. Anybody that knows this Eze Alhaji Fatai FC Emetuma, must go and tell this man to vacate his throne, to leave that very place and go on exile. They must tell him that is what we said. He has defiled the land. At least Musa Dimona of Mbitolu didn't make any noise. This one is using his authority because he's close to Hausa people. He converted to Islam. He is using it to intimidate people where we come from. We will not allow it. If you're from this very village, Omuofo, which will go down in infamy, Alhaji, his name is Alhaji Fatai FC Emetuma, the traditional ruler of this very village, you must tell him. You must inform him. You must warn him that those boys they took away must be brought back home. Peter Obi took his away and gave the order for Hausas to kill our boys, over 80 of them, and their bodies dumped in Ezu River. And nobody's saying anything. Ohaneze is not saying anything. Igbo senators are not saying anything. Igbo governors are not saying anything. Those are Igbo boys killed and thrown inside the Ezu River. The same thing is about to happen to the ones, to these young men from Uguta as well. We won't allow this to go unpunished. Anybody that knows this traditional ruler must go and warn him and tell him to pull back from the brink. We are also reporting this very day that an Enugu monarch was imposed on the people of Ezi and a community in a Nsukkalu government area. And they stormed the premises of Enugu State Ministry of Chieftaincy Matters on Friday, protesting the alleged imposition of a traditional ruler on them by the ministry officials. The protesters, made up of aged men and women as well as youths, arrived in Enugu State Capital from Onsuka as early as 9 a.m., chanting angry songs. They carried placards bearing different inscriptions, such as "No to imposition of Igwe on our community," "Enugu State Government, please, us and other communities where you conducted elections for Igweship, we are saying no to the injustice. Due process must be followed. Without justice, there will be no peace," among others. These are the placards they were carrying. In a protest letter addressed to Governor Sullivan Chim of Enugu State, they alleged that contrary to laid down rules and procedures, few highly placed individuals were bent on proposing a monarch on the community. The letter read in parts, "We, the people of Eziane, are here to again beg the government of Enugu State to come to our aid as some few individuals are bent on doing things against the wishes of the people. This is what is happening where we come from. A few people, cabals, they will gather together, and decide what happens to the rest. And they say we have to, Omenala is Omenala. Unbelievable. Some human rights groups have described the government of Bayelsa State as the worst violator of human rights in Nigeria, accusing Governor Seriake Dickson of allegedly detaining a social media activist, Tonye Okio. The Nigerian human rights community and the Journalists for Democratic Rights said during a press conference that while millions of Nigerians were marking the yellow tide with fun and grace, many innocent people were in detention on the orders of the state government. A statement they released said, the statement read in parts, we are obliged to raise the alarm on the human rights conditions in Nigeria. It is currently facing severe challenges as the country moves towards its 100 years anniversary. It is regrettable that basic human rights, especially freedom of speech, continue to come under atrocious attacks. You are in the zoo. What do you expect? They don't obey the law. They don't understand the law, especially when it's written in English language. They don't know it. These are monkeys. They do not understand. From now till thy kingdom come, they will remain incapable of reasoning. They cannot reason. That is why Nigeria is a zoo. That is why the sooner Biafra is separated from this zoo, the better for everybody. They are incapable of development. They can never be developed because their brain is not tuned. Their brain is lacking one or two genes. Their brain is not formed in such a way to grasp the complexities of modern life and society and how civilization should function. It's a direct criticism of people that inhabit that part of the world. Their brains, Oburisia, is not developed enough to appreciate the need for freedom of speech and freedom of expression. They must look at themselves and ask themselves, how come America is doing well? How come Western Europe are doing so well? How come Japan, Australia, every free society in the world is doing very well? Why? Because there is freedom of speech that elevates the quality of life. Not a criminal cabal. No. A new army division will soon be set up for the Niger Delta region to safeguard the nation's economic and territorial assets in the south-south and contain future threats to the nation's boundaries with Cameroon, other countries, and the Gulf of Guinea area. Sources said that 9,000-strong division will be similar to the 7th Division of the Nigerian Army set up in Maiduguri to checkmate terrorism and cross-border banditry. The sources added that this followed intelligence reports that a new army of militant youths were being mobilized out of political mischief to carry out destabilization activities. They are talking about us. Yes, we are going to destabilize you. Yes, we are warning you. We want you to go and build 9,000 men, your so-called useless Nigerian army, in every village. You will be defeated. Jonathan goes ahead with this. We know he's an enemy of the people. Some people are beginning to provide excuses. Oh, they are doing it to protect our interests. No, not at all. If they come there, what they are asking for, they will get it. They will get it. The British deployed into the Helmand area. Today they are running away. It doesn't matter how many garrisons you build. It doesn't matter how many armies you deploy. It doesn't matter, Biafra is coming. You can deploy in every village, Biafra is coming. I'll read the last paragraph that I read so people will understand they're talking about us. The sources added that this followed intelligence reports that a new army of militant youths was being mobilized out of political mischief to carry out destabilization activities. We will destabilize the zoo. It will no longer exist. No amount of army can support them. They are about to witness what is going to happen. 67 to 70 is not 2013 to 2015. It can never be. Regardless of the amount of troops you deploy, Biafra is going to separate from the zoo. They are talking about protecting assets. Assets belonging to who? Are you protecting for who? maybe the Hausas have put pressure on Jonathan and Ihejirika. Ihejirika is trying to protect his money, his big life, his millions of pounds he has stashed away, hoping, saving for the children when other people's children are suffering and dying. That is why you're deploying troops. Let them deploy. We'll see what will happen when the time comes. Governorship candidate of All Progressives Congress APC, Senator Chris Ngige, has said the APC will not participate in the forthcoming local government election in Anambra State. He said this when he addressed a press conference in Awka after a crucial meeting with stakeholders and APC aspirants on the said election. "We don't want them to participate, it's their business. Because they were defeated, we told them, if you go again, you won't get up to 1,000 votes. That's why they're running away. They know that Islam has been defeated in Anambra State. Anambra is the first son of Igbo land. There is no way Islam can come in there. There is no way APC can participate. Thereby, we are thanking Ngige today for seeing reason and seeing sense and ensuring that the nonsensical, the hopeless brigand of idiots called APC do not get into Anambra. They cannot come into Anambra State. Never. It's a good thing you've said you're not going to participate. It's a very good thing." A civil society group, Socioeconomic Rights and Accountability Project, SERAP, on Thursday urged President Goodluck Jonathan to refer unresolved cases of corruption to the anti-graft agencies. SERAP gave the advice in a statement issued in Lagos, which was a reaction to Mr. Jonathan's New Year broadcast where he promised to fight corruption. The SERAP Executive Director, Adetokunbo Mumuni, said promises alone can't end corruption and the impunity of perpetrators. He cited some of the unresolved corruption cases to include the Oduwagate scandal in the aviation sector, the fuel subsidy scam, among others. The organization said that requesting the prosecution of indicted officials will send a clear signal that the government is committed to combating corruption. This man, this Yoruba man called Mr. Mumuni, did not mention Babatunde Fashola and his cars, his bulletproof cars, Range Rover. He did not mention Bola Ahmed Tinubu. It is this level of hypocritical nationalism. That is why I hate Yoruba people. They are dubious. I hate them to the passion. They are evil people. Fashola deported people, fellow citizens in the so-called zoo. Fashola owns 2 Range Rover cars, bulletproof. 614 million and counting. Bola Ahmed Tinubu owns 15 bank accounts. 15. Yoruba Human Rights Group are blind to these people. Isiburuha, their eyes are closed to Tinubu's accounts, Yoruba people. Yoruba journalists, your eyes are blinded to Tinubu's accounts abroad. Your eyes are blinded. Your ears are stuffed with cotton buds when it comes to Babatunde Fashola, that none of you criticized him when he deported his so-called citizens of the zoo in the same country. None of you has ever risen up to say that Fashola spending 614 million on 2 Range Rover cars is a bad thing. Because we have squashed the Yoruba media. Now they have sent you idiots, parasites in the so-called civil society that don't civil anything year after year to be talking nonsense about corruption. Did Jonathan start corruption? Have you not heard of Omar Odiko? Have you not heard of the Yoruba man called Adisa Akinloye? Have you not heard of these people? No, you have not. Corruption started in the zoo only yesterday. We must continue. Government reverses self to avert oil worker strike. The presidency yesterday denied there are plans to sell any of the 4 refiners in the country. You see how potent we are. The Nigerian government is on the retreat because we asked them not to attempt to sell our refineries, and they know. The workers rose up, having heard common sense in what we are telling them. Today they have abandoned it. That is how potent we are. Who else was campaigning against the sale of the refineries apart from Radio Biafra? Who else campaigned against it apart from us? They will not give us credit. But we know what we are capable of doing. because the whole world listens to us. Governments of the world are listening to us. We don't even know if Obama is listening. Who knows? His men may be listening. They respect us for one thing, because we speak the truth. The truth is what keeps us going, and we must continue to speak it. The denial by the Zulu government is to forestall a strike by the unions in the oil industry who are opposed to the plan. Special advisor to the president on media and publicity, Dr. Ruben Abati, in a statement in Abuja, said there was no basis for the Petroleum and Gas Senior Staff Association of Nigeria, PENGASAN, and National Union of Petroleum and Natural Gas Workers, NUPENG, to embark on strike, as the government has no intention of selling the refineries. Biafrans must pat themselves on the back. We win now. Any battle we're going to win it. Today, what are they doing today? They have reversed it. They cannot sell our assets. Anybody investing his money, maybe the investors have phoned them to say to them, we can't buy it anymore. If you spend your money on refinery in Biafra land, your money is a waste. If you like, use the remainder to go and bring in mercenaries from all over the world. You cannot take anything away from Biafra land, because Biafra is coming. God has decreed that Biafra is coming. Anything you put in the refinery will be lost. Plans to close, plans by close aides of President Jonathan to win re-election include exploiting division in the ransom. This is gossip. We don't deal with gossip. There have been an election, so we can't talk about it. We can't. Governor Obi of Anambra State. Let's read what he's doing. Anambra State Governor Peter Obi has given a pass mark to the performance of President Goodluck Jonathan in 2013. Obi said the president's national administration deserves commendation as it has made positive impact on the lives of the people since inception. He therefore called on all Nigerians to give the president total support in 2014 to enable him improve on his transformation agenda. Obi, who stated this while fielding questions from journalists in Awka on New Year's Day, also listed areas in which Jonathan has done tremendously well. The president, according to Peter Obi, has done very well. He is trying to introduce a new order, and the so much bickering as we hear are mostly from those resisting the new order, most of them being those that benefited from the old order. Look at the power sector. The president has succeeded in unbundling the area, and I bet you in a few years, never a date, we shall see the effects. And at that time, he will surely go down in history as one of the best presidents Nigeria ever had. Peter Obi, how about you? You are the governor of it. How about the report card, the scorecard on Anambra, where you are the governor? You left it. You're talking about Jonathan. What happened at Ezu River? Peter Obi, why did you order for young Igbo men to be killed and dumped in the Zulu River, regardless of their crime? Why is it that you used 15 billion of Anambra people's money to go and invest in a shopping mall in Abuja? Very two simple questions that will haunt Peter Obi forever and ever and his useless followers and supporters. Why did you order for Igbo sons to be shot dead and dumped inside the Zulu River? Some of them were still breathing, according to the autopsy reports that were leaked, because they were shot in the leg. Some were suffocated because they were forced to endure 98 degrees temperature. You covered them with tarpaulin at SARS headquarters in Okozo. They were denied oxygen to the brain. They asphyxiated. They died. Some of them died through lack of oxygen. You tortured these kids and you killed them. You ordered for them to be killed and their bodies dumped in the Zulu River that Ohanaeze has forgotten to talk about. Aki Kenga will not talk about it. World Igbo Congress will not talk about it. Igbo Assembly won't. No Igbo group has risen up to say that those people shot dead are actually Igbo sons killed. They answer Igbo. Igbo Ezue, Igbo Emeko. Nonsense after nonsense. Rubbish after rubbish. Your children were shot dead by Hausa men on the orders of Peter Obi and dumped in Ezu River. What did you do about it? Nothing. And you answer the chairman of Igbo Association. You have no honor. You have no credibility. And that decay, that disease that is afflicting our people has gone into Uguta. Umuofo Autonomous Community, to be precise. His Royal Highness, listen to this, is an Igbo man. Eze Alhaji Fatai FC Emetuma. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Do you see why we want Biafra as soon as possible? I shall go to Barrister Imam Mezu to make sense of what you are presenting. The barrister will give us the benefit of his in-depth understanding, his legal analytical mind, and the benefit of his wisdom to the news you are presenting this evening. Please, barrister, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. You are the best news reader I've ever met. That makes things easier for anybody learning to understand it the way it's supposed to be. All I'm left with just analysis, which I do my best to make my people understand. Director, yesterday I not mentioned that because Biafra is almost by the corner, I'll be liking to concentrate myself fully on what concerns Biafra rather than concern the zoo, because I don't need to give the zoo any advice on how they should implement anything, because they are out there already, so they are just existing at a borrowed time. And so we shall leave it at that. But let me hit the issue of our people, what Biafrans should be mindful of whilst we organize ourselves for a travel back home. First, our people, the way Biafran nature was organized originally was via patriarchal system. Patriarchal in that our the elderly people are the one who's supposed to know what is happening in a community, in a society, because of their age, because of their wisdom. That was how they conducted themselves very well in the past, in the olden days. If you like, the community we are built up on Republican way of life, and I will explain. Republican way of life, where everybody is involved. You are taking a decision on somebody who will talk about your benefits, somebody who will talk about the sense of your life, your social life, how you are living, and how you are living. Biafrans believe on Republican way of life, where everybody is a participant. Now, all of a sudden, when we got into the zoo, they introduced democracy to our system, whereby a minority few will take decision affecting everybody, and they call it government of the people, by the people, of the people. It's not true. Republic is the system of Biafrans. Everybody inclusive. But democracy, a minority few imposing whatever they decided on, and it will be binding. That was the system brought to us by the zoological people of Nigeria. We adopted it as if it's part of us. No. What was part of Biafra, which of course we are going back, is the public way of life. Everybody is involved. Nobody will say they are not participating, because that was how we are brought up. We are live and let live. Justice. Do not cheat your neighbor. Your neighbor will not cheat you. That was the system. How and things were working for us. That's why Biafrans did not go into any travel any country to say we have to annex you or we have to embrace you or we have to encroach in your territory. Biafrans did not partake in any of this evil, because we believe what belongs to you belongs to you, what belongs to I belongs to I. That was our system before democracy was imposed on us. It wasn't our system. Now, with democracy that was brought up to us, or brought upon us, they brought a monarchical system whereby one chief can rule what everybody will believe. For example, APC tried it in Anambra to see if they can come with election and bribery. It did not work. They say, all right, in Enugu, let us brought this, let us bring this chief for time. And monarchy, monarchical. Once he talks, those his subjects will believe him. They will answer to him. They will, nobody can disagree. The young bosses will have it. The houses, they have it. But the Biafra nation, we don't have such a system, because every Biafra man and woman, if one person gives an authority, no, even a child can question it. What do you mean by that? How do you want this to be agreed? We don't have a monarchical system. But it's been impossible. But thankfully, the Enugu people, especially from ASEAN, they rejected this. How can you bring somebody to come and impose what we don't want? For example, monarchy can say the election, I want them to bring your hands and peace and Macron and all the rest of it. Because the chief or the king has spoken, everybody will come to say, all these are not our culture. They are all imposition, they are all foreign, they are all brought to us to obey in order to make us subservient. Because in every country, only the Biafran nation are the only people that question anything. They don't take anything for its face value. You tell the I'll make sure that this particular call will not get too much into my speech.
Please go ahead.
So,
go ahead.
Then, our system was not beyond where one individual will advocate for the majority. That is for democracy. But it was imposed on us. Look at the end of Dumna. The reason Dumna became Alhaji, so that he different people who command the whole community. This is another time the Muslims are creeping into our society, because they know that a Biafra man will not. They know that a Biafra man. Director, are we there?
You're the one stopping, not me, Barrister. You're the one stopping.
Thank you. They know that a Biafra man or woman will not accept anything on its face value. We question everything we see. We argue everything we see, because that is the only way we can see the reality and we can see the benefit of whatever you are giving us. You cannot come into my country and say everybody should jump up, and then you give them biscuits. The first question they'll ask you, why? Why do you want me to jump up? But in Yoruba society or in Hausa society, as soon as you tell them to jump up, they ask you, how many miles do you want us to jump? So the best way to subdue Biafrans is by electing few individuals who will be given authority, autocracy. We don't subscribe to it, and that is the way guys are trying to creep inside us, which of course will be rejected very soon. Thank God, as I said earlier, the Enugu people are not taking that rubbish. They've petitioned. They don't want the imposition of somebody whom they believe, of course, when Alhaji has given him money, he became the king. They don't want him. Now, a typical example is this Eze Alhaji Fatai. A lot of atrocities have been happening in this our lifetime. I cannot see him become an Eze. And then at some time, he become Alhaji. He's a denigration of our culture, is a belittlement of what we believe in, our society, and the denigration of the Biafran society. You cannot become God and Satan become Satan. It does not work. You are either God or you are Satan. If you believe in God, carry on believing in God, and if you're a Satanic man, you cannot mix it. And even the Bible says it. You cannot serve two masters at a time. But these are what the Muslims because the failed election in Anambra, now they are bringing again this monarchical system, which is not part of us. Our system is Republican. Everybody will be in any particular say or in any particular agreement or arrangement, if you like. Now, going to Peter, who is very clever and cunning. Now, he's seeing the support Radio Biafra and the entire Biafrans are given to Jonathan. He wants to come to that corner because you know he's got a bad name in our records. So he wants to see if there is a way he could be squeezed in on that Jonathan, so as to get some kind of good news. But of course, he has not produced all the reports of our dead brothers who were sunk in a Zurifa. and nobody has produced. Even the report we had, that the report has been produced, but he has not submitted it, so that we don't realize that the atrocity is committed. We know no matter where he wants to. If he is a good person and he knows Biafra is coming, we better, P2B, you better bring that report before the advent of restoration of Biafra. We are not talking here. Of course, it sounds that we are talking, but our talks has produced quite a lot of reactions up and down, west, east, north, or south.
But, now they have stopped the sale of the refineries. They have shelved it.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
Director, I was coming to that. Business because you cannot sell what belongs to the society. You see, if we didn't say anything about it, yes, they will go ahead and sell it. What Ibama was talking about this afternoon, saying that no, will be sold. In other words, it cannot be maintained. Man, you are talking rubbish. So how long have you been there? Who were maintaining it before? You want to sell it to everybody, take the money and run abroad and come to London and buy houses in Bayswater. That's where they go, Chelsea. They buy houses and relax so that when there is a problem, everybody will take off with their jets. Our people are so corrupt. But they don't... All this, we are trying to expose them. The reason all this corruption, Director, organizers are not talking. Whatever it is, are not talking. They have left their life the way it is because the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram are ruling. Where every bad thing became normal. It's okay. Deal. Get away with it. The Hausas and Yoruba Fulani and their Boko Haram will support you as far as you are part of the people who are killing your race. And even if your race is being killed, don't question about it so that you get money. That was the system that has been ruling the zoo. But Director, once the emperor steps in, all this rubbish will vanish. Everybody will make account. There will be transparency, there will be accountability. Nobody. Because you cannot kill somebody and run away with it. You didn't create the person you killed. All these rubbish Boko Haram are doing, then we are left to be doing it. When Biafra steps in, all of them will run. You see, the same way the cat is not around, the mice, they run up and down. As soon as the cat steps in, there will be attention and quietness everywhere. Director, we are itching. We are moving gradually. We are bringing ourselves home. Whatever atrocity everybody committed, I sent something last night about all the zoological people in that zoo, all the atrocities they committed. I've signed it so that they will be prosecuted. None of them, they can run. They will not hide. The Jewish nation, 1945, they are still being pursued and prosecuted as we talk. 1945, a very long time. Our own was 1967. Still counting. None of them will get away with it. We don't create human beings. Any human being, little boy, babies, killed by the Boko Haram, the Hausa Fulani, including the Yorubas, they will never get away with it. Let me take my last breath on this particular issue when it comes to human rights. This, our brother who is in Bayelsa, Dixon Victor, or whatever his name is, he should be careful because anybody that disturbed the life of a Biafran will come and attest for it. You will come and say why, and the reason why you did what you did. If it is done to you, how would you feel about it? Do to them as you might have them do unto you. Biafrans are coming. Biafra will be restored to its full glory. The accountability how our forefathers made Biafra where you cannot hurt another person. That is the mantle whereby this new Biafra will be restored in its glory. Whatever you are doing, you say the reason why you did it. Accountability, transparency, this is our goal, and it will be restored in full glory. Biafrans will once again realize their freedom, their rights, the legality of creation, and the possibility of doing things, the right thing without looking back, and the pursuit of anybody who perpetrated any evil against the Africans. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, Barrister. That was the very eloquent analysis by Barrister Mamezu, who is always an access to his country, to his people. We are grateful for the likes of him. The barrister is with us throughout this program this very evening. Barrister, I hope I have your permission in saying so that you are going to be with us throughout the program.
Futa!
You are a good man. Our lines will soon open, but before we do so, we must remind everybody about this, His Royal Highness. They have come again. The same thing that happened with Musa Dimona, worse things are now beginning to happen. This Hausa man went and called the military to come and take away the same people he is meant to be presiding over. His name is His Royal Highness Eze Alhaji Fatai FC Emetuma. Men without honor, men without principle. Wherever the wind of money blows, they go there. These are the type of people presiding over our lives. We don't know what to believe in anymore. We don't know if we are Christians, if we are Muslims, if we are traditionalists. Nobody knows anymore. Anything goes. Anybody can walk in from anywhere and do whatever they like without conscience and get away. That is the price you pay for compromise. Anytime you are compromised, you can no longer speak for the people. We are asking this Eze, Alhaji Fatai Emetuma, to make sure that those boys are released. If this man is your father, you speak to him. If he's your uncle, your brother, speak to this Eze Alhaji, only in Igbo land. And they wonder why we want Biafra. The creeping Islamization is gathering momentum. If we allow them to establish anything down there, then we are finished as a people. But the only thing that will happen is that you get more people trying to make money from how peanuts, not even money, try to collect crumbs that inevitably will drop from the master's table. This is Radio Biafra. The number to call is +44 78 31 30 8376. I repeat, +44 78 31 30 8376. This is Radio Biafra. The coordinators, they know where to call. For the rest of our listeners, you can also join us on Skype. And it's very simple. Just Radio Biafra on Skype. That's all you need to do, and you'll be with us. Our lines are now open, and this is Radio Biafra. Once again, we reiterate, if you call Radio Biafra, please turn your volume down or you walk away from where you are. You must move away from your listening device or else there will be interruption. And we do not want any interruptions, please. We don't want any interruptions. This is Radio Biafra. And we can confirm that our lines are open on this day, the third day of January in the year of our Lord, 2014. Let us go to the line to take our very first caller today. This caller is on the phone. You will give us your name and where you are, please. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello. Good evening.
Good evening, please. I implore you, I urge you to please try and raise your voice. Why is your voice so low?
Okay, good evening. My name is John. I'm calling from Italy.
You are calling from Italy?
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm trying to... Hello?
We can hear you, my dear brother. We can hear you. Can you go on to say what you want to say, please?
Yeah, I really want to contribute about what you are saying about the Aziz, the Alhaji Aziz, and so on and so. Because sometimes I became ashamed of some of the Igbo men because I've never seen an Awusama who answered Aziz Alhaji. But sometimes you see our Igbo people anywhere, they go take titles, answer Aziz Alhaji. And so many Yoruba titles, but I've never seen a Yoruba man who answers Eze. So sometimes I become ashamed of them because I don't really know what is wrong with them. I don't know why they so much value this title of a thing. and not even having regard to the people that they are being ordained to, they inaugurated them as a king or whatever they may be, but sometimes they don't even represent the people, or not even the people who even elected them as the. So they just put themselves into that seat and begin to intimidate the people of the village. So I really appreciate the people from Enugu State who protested that they don't want the king, the person who had been imposed on them. So the other side of Enugu State, the NZ who arrested his people, I think the community should also try to do their own part. Not the elderly men, just trying to keep quiet and watch things happening this way. So I believe, because they have taken so much bribe and, when you have taken such a thing, I think it will be very difficult for you to speak. So I really want them to stand up and do something, because this thing is getting off hand. Somebody is Eze, somebody is Alhaji. What do you want people to call you? Huh? It's really amazing. So the people of Biafra, I think we have to stand up, because this is getting off hand. We will have to stand up and see what we can do. Even the people in the village, I believe sometimes we say people don't hear us in the zoo. But people are really listening, because that's why they bring these complaints into Radio Biafra. Because they are not listening, they wouldn't be able to reach Radio Biafra. And I really want to thank you for the good job, because you are really trying. If not Radio Biafra, I wouldn't have known what is going on, because BBC or CNN or Radio Nigeria would not be able to carry this thing. So thank you, and keep on the good job.
We have to, and you too, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you. As we said, our lines are open, and I hope that our Skype is not jammed today. There are too many people calling sometimes that the Skype gets jammed. You must bear with us. Give us your name and where you are. We have a caller on Skype. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. No. It's not working. Can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me. I ask him to please try and call us back. Our coordinators' lines are also very much open. And for some reason, I don't know why, I don't know if we need to pay, maybe we need to pay Skype or something. I don't know, because it's... the volume of calls coming through on Skype is unbelievable. As at this afternoon, it stood at nearly over 9,000 missed calls on Skype alone. This is Radio Biafra. We must commend, before we go any further, there are people adding their friends on Facebook. They are adding their friends on Facebook, and we commend them. One such person is Andrew Chibo Okoromike. Andrew Chibo Okoromike understands and is adding his friends on Facebook as we are broadcasting live on air. This is Radio Biafra once again, and our lines are open. Our lines are open. We don't know what is happening. Our Skype is not performing as it should. We don't know what is happening, if it's been clogged up or what, but we hope that the lines will be able to ease up later on and that people may be able to join us. Let us go and take this call. We have a call, if we can get them to, that's what I'm saying. Although it's ringing, we are finding it very difficult taking the calls, because there are too many calls coming in. It's jammed all the time. If people can take turns or just ease up a little bit and try and call us later on, that would be better. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. Our lines are open. And also you can call us on Viber as well. You can call us on Viber using the same studio line which we have all the time. You can get through to us on Viber. If you call us, we should be able to take your call. This is Radio Biafra once again. We are broadcasting all the way from London. And by the way of recap, we are here to also remind you that we are broadcasting also on YouTube. We are on YouTube. If you go to Biafra Television on YouTube, you will get us. We are on YouTube. If you go there, you should be able to get us. And by way of headline, please, somebody is writing and saying that they're in Nigeria. Why do I speak of Nigeria? People are daft, very daft. We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? No, they're not there anymore. We hope the same thing hasn't affected our lines as well. We can tell you for definite that our Skype is jammed, definitely jammed. That is for sure. Let us go and take this call from the coordinator's line. We have somebody on the coordinator's line, and we must take their call. We have to take their call. Let us see if that. Can you hear me?
Give Hello.
Us yes, your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
I can hear you.
Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Yizue Zobi, the PRO China.
You are our PRO in China. Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. We understand what China has done. China has not
so
only
they've
not only sent in 1 month's payment, they sent twice. They sent in for 2 months in advance. That is why I said China, Thailand, Malaysia are very important to us. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, my poor dear friends. I'm calling you from China. Yeah, say by saying good morning, good evening, and good afternoon, wherever you are. Yeah, I'm saying well that I thank you for the great work you are doing, my director.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, at the same time, I thank my people here in China. They are trying marvelously, for the little listening we sent to yesterday, I think they received that $130.
Yes, you people have done very, very well. You have done very well, and we must reiterate again, for the likes of Germany. Germany cannot be giving us £500 a month. That is too small. Only Hamburg can do that. Only Dusseldorf can do that in a month. What Germany has to contribute to this struggle without fail is £1,000 every month. We have people in Munich.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? We have people in Munich. We have people in Bremen. We have people in Cologne. We have them in Stuttgart. We have them in Hamburg. For goodness sake. Why can't they? Do you think that they are keeping quiet? They are not keeping quiet. Our enemies are not sleeping. We don't want what happened before to happen to us again. We cannot allow the same thing to happen. We cannot send men into battle and not equip them. That would be suicidal. We can't try that nonsense. Everything you contribute towards us is geared towards making sure that Biafra comes as quickly as possible. Let us go to the Skype line now. We have a caller on Skype. Is that correct? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Can you hear me? No, they are not paying attention. Can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Is that correct? Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes?
No. There are cross lines all over the place. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, this caller is from Germany, Bremen.
Bremen, your name is?
No, there are cross lines all over the place.
Can you turn your system down? Turn your system down, if you may. Turn it down.
Hello, this caller is from...
Hello? Yeah, this call is from Germany, Bremen. This is Pastor Nachuku from Bremen speaking.
Go ahead, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Are you hearing me?
Can you turn your system down? Turn it, go away from where you are. Go away from where you are and talk to me on Skype, not via your system.
It's already paused.
Simple. Then go ahead and say what you want to say. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yeah, please, Director. I just want to congratulate you once more for the work you are doing.
Thank you.
I want to use this media to talk to the fellow Biafrans.
Go ahead.
That we are going a fight that is either we live or we die. People are hesitating so much. This is not the time to hesitate because these words have killed us. You know, we have to determine that this is, we take everything we need to be able to make it. And what I'm hearing that Germany are bringing 500 is too insultive. And, you know, how can Germany, a whole Bremen, can bring that money alone? So I think fellow Germans and those who are living in Germany, I said, Biafra, please, you need to wake up. A time has come that we should stop this behavior we are doing. Enough is enough. You are shipping motors, shipping all these things in a country that is not safe. In a country that those things that your house you are building, you cannot even get it again. We need to fight what is more important now than to hesitate because nobody fight this battle for us. We have to fight by ourselves. So we must sacrifice everything we have to be able to get Biafra. So this is a calling and calling to wake up every Biafra in Bremen, in Germany, as a whole. This thing is an insult. I don't like what I'm hearing. Director, I greet you and I greet all the Biafrans. Whatever you hear, whatever you are, please let us stand up. We need to contribute mercilessly to fight this battle. We cannot fight it with hand, but you need money to be able to fight it. The whole world.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. You will take this very message you have given to the whole world, to your meeting. You will tell it to the coordinators in Germany. You will tell them that £500 a month is an insult. It's insulting. Yes. It's an insult with what I saw in Germany. It is an insult. An absolute unpardonable insult. We have men to send into battle. If our people don't understand, let them hear it. We have things to acquire, materials and men. Those men will have to feed, for goodness sake. Those men will need material to work. That is why we don't have a secret. Our people don't understand. If we speak to you very mildly, you don't understand, then we put it out in the open. We need money to be able to buy arms and ammunition. We need money to train men. We need money to feed them, for goodness sake. People claim they went to school, they cannot reason. You keep whispering, even those who are deaf will hear what you're saying. How do you want us to say it? How? If we go and buy one bullet, we tell you. If we buy one gun, we tell you. What type of nonsense freedom fighting is that? My God. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. We have a caller on the phone. You will give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director. This is Mr. Uchuchukwu Nyegeme from Switzerland.
Please go ahead. We are listening. Switzerland, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question to ask. Sorry.
Go ahead.
So, what I want to ask, before Nigeria was created, so what was the name of the Igbo people, Biafran people?
Their name was Biafra.
Before it was
called Biafra.
And what was the currency?
The currency was a gemma.
Sorry?
A gemma is the currency. Go to our coat of arms, you will see the three rings at the bottom. That's our currency. Before that was Ezego. I will educate you, my dear brother. Wait, let me enlighten you. That is Ezego. Okay. Before that, there was something called Ezego. If you grew up in the village, as I did, you know what is Ezego. Mm-hmm. After Ezego came Ejema. It is on our coat of arms. Go there, you will see it.
So, the Biafran name have already been there before the white people came.
Biafran name has existed for 5,000 years. 5,000 years. 5,000. I didn't say one or two. 5,000 years.
Then there was no other name.
There was no other name. The same way you had the Greek city-states, you had Athens, you had Thessaloniki, you had Sparta, you had Corinth. They are all Greeks. But each of them had a level of sovereignty and independence over their lives, and they controlled it. Until I must finish, please. We must educate our people.
Okay.
The man that united the whole of Greece, King Philip, the father of Alexander the Great. He unified all the Greek city-states. The same thing happened in Biafra, my dear brother. We are not warmongers. We don't seek what doesn't belong to us. So we existed as independent nations. There was no overarching authority after the monarchy fell. There was none, because our people are autonomous and independent people. They don't want you controlling their lives. That's what happened. We existed for 5,000 years, my dear brother. 5,000 years before the zoo came.
Okay, that is good. The other thing I wanted to suggest, here is Switzerland. As we are trying, we have a meeting this year, this month, on 26th.
Yes.
So we have some problem in this, our people, because some of them, they are not members. They just came to get information. So only to get information, when they went outside, they will start discouraging people, telling them some kind of thing. If you went to their home, most of them have Nigerian flag at home. You cannot come to Biafra meeting at your home if you have Nigerian flag at your home. Are you getting me?
Yes, but you can't blame somebody that has Nigerian flag at home. He is
why?
Because that's where the father comes from. The father is a
no. Okay.
Yeah, if your father is Hausa, you fly. Yeah, I wouldn't expect you to fly Biafran flag. If you fly the flag of your country, of your fatherland. So if your father is Hausa, you fly Nigerian flag. Same, very simple. That's how you know them.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So there's no need. The name may be Obinna. Or Ifan Ichukwu, or even Ikechi, it doesn't matter. There's some even Asan Nam, it doesn't matter. How you know them is the flag they have in there. If they have Hausa, Nigerian flag, it means the Hausa Nam. It's as simple as that.
So we are working hard here in Switzerland. I myself, I'm trying as best I can do because I was born at home, at village. So I'm trying my best here to convince my people to let them know it's not by force. Anybody who is interested to fight this fight, because this fight we're not fighting for ourselves, we are fighting this fight for our children. It's what I believe, not for I myself, for our children, because here we don't even have any regard here. As I'm talking to you now, even here in Switzerland. So I'm trying to convince my people, let them know that we have to work together. We have to work together. It's not much that everybody has to bring anything. There's no amount we are asking anybody. Anything you have. So you say, Abakataka no mamri ya boko for water. So anything you can do, you do it. So a lot of them, they are waiting. They're saying that they are waiting when the war is going to start, then they will wake up. I don't understand. How can you go? How you are going to wait until the war starts without preparing, without doing something, without organizing yourself? So we have to be starting now, organizing ourselves here in Switzerland. I'm talking especially here in Switzerland. So our people, so anybody that believes that it is Biafra in Switzerland must wake up. So let us work together. Anything you have, anything, just no amount, no condition, anything you have, you donate, so you'll be registered. So let us work together here in Switzerland, try to do something that tomorrow. So if anything starts, we can even buy water, even bread to give our people who's on the ground. Not everybody can go on the ground, I believe that. But I myself, I'm ready to go on the ground. I'm ready also to donate something, not only giving something, but to be on the front. So we are getting some certain things. We have a lot of saboteurs in this issue, most here in Switzerland. People who came in the front, they went on the band, they speak or other things. So in this way, we cannot go front. But I wish, even we are five, we are strong five people, we can do better. So that's my contribution this evening. So let God bless you. I'm very happy to what you are doing. So continue. Continue what you are doing, my brother.
Thank you very, very much. But don't be surprised, because it's in the same Switzerland that they bring all the stolen money. So they will have agents. If you are bringing money from the zoo, of course you need agent in Switzerland to bank it for you. That's what they're doing. So do not despair. Do not get discouraged. When I see people who are drawing back, when I see people who are living the struggle, it encourages me the more. I know they are not worthy to be called Biafrans. They're not worthy. As simple as that. So thank you very much for that. We have a caller, I believe, on Skype. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Okay, my name is Nnamdi Onwuma. I'm calling from Austria, Pierre Roof, Biafra in Austria.
Please go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, director, for your good work, and happy new year to you and all the Radio Biafra coordinator and all the Biafrans all over the world. Oh, thank you, director, for your good work. I just want to take this chance to say, just like the last call said, it's the same problem we are passing here in Austria. A lot of our people raise things, but they just keep quiet. I don't know who they think that can get this thing for them. I don't know. They just keep quiet. I come out every day. I share every day, but they take the letter. They say they are raising, but they don't want to come out. I don't know who they think that we go and get this thing for them. Okay, I contact our sister that is in Lent, and she's telling me that our men don't want to come out, and they don't want to allow their women to come out. Their women are there. their men are weak, and they allow also they don't also allow their women to come out. So if they don't want to come out, let them allow their women to come out, because they are weak men. They're supposed to come out and fight for this battle, because nobody will do it for us. So they should allow their women, or they come out. So this problem we are passing also in Vienna, in all many our people are here. They are here. I go to the church and share card and take it, and they are racing, but they don't want to come out. So I'm telling them now that this is something we must do. Nobody will do it for us. Either you come, you must contribute, and it will not cost you much. Just like last course said, it will not cost you. It's not that you must come out to go and fight, but you must come and contribute and be among the people that fight this battle and liberate our land, Biafra. Your name will be in the history. It can never go away. It's forever for our children's children. But if you don't come out now, your children, there will be the time they will ask, oh, your father, you call you coward because you didn't come out to fight this great battle, because Biafra is the kingdom of God on the earth. And it's sure, and it will come, but you have to come out and join. Now, this is the only chance, and we must take it, and nobody will stop us. So you have to come out, wherever you are, in Austria, in a race, in Graz, in Frankfurt, in all over the world. This is the chance we have, and we must take it. Nobody will take it from, nobody will fight it. It's we have to do it for by ourselves, and it will not cost you much. So come out now. Is the only chance. Thank you, Director, for your good work, and all the Radio Biafra, Karamonde, Imam Mezu, and the UCMFO. Thank you very much for your good work. I pray for good Abraham, Chukwu Abraham will continue blessing you and give you the strength to carry on to that promised land, and you must get there. I hope you must get there. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will get there. The caller on Skype, you will give me your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype on Radio Biafra, please, your name and where you are.
It's me, Chika Eke.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. We are listening. This is Radio Biafra. From where?
Yeah, please. Good evening, Director, and good evening to every board members and everybody and all the coordinators. I just don't want to say much. I only want to contribute to the, because you
and
said...
where are you calling from?
Please, I'm calling from Kassel, Germany.
Go ahead.
Please, you said the people in Germany is only contributing 500 euro.
They have not even contributed that yet.
Yeah, please, yes, please, everybody have to understand. There is, we are trying to 500,000 every month is not much for we in Germany. 1 million is not much for we in Germany. But we are setting. There's two things we have to do. We are increasing the our coordinators now to 40 cities in Germany. After that, we have to. Our elders are now knocking at the door. We have some prominent, honest elders in Germany who want to work with us, and people are also demanding for treasury, independent treasury committee, which will enable everybody in Germany to be contributing 5 euros. Some are saying 5 euros. Some are saying 10 euro. If we are coming up with 500,000 from Germany, it is not so much. The only thing is that we started with that 500 euro. Now we are increasing it to 40 cities in Germany. Our next meeting is not that we are going to contribute 1,000. Our next meeting, we will make it known to the board director of Radio Biafra and the indigenous people of Biafra how much we are going to contribute from Germany. People should not lay down on us. We know our responsibility. And people, our brothers and sisters, after your visit here in Germany, every city has wake up. People should not blame Germany. It's not that we don't want to participate fully in this struggle. Germans took it like every other person, every other Igbo man, every other Calabar man, every other Ijo man who is in this struggle. We are really up for it. People should just give us time to for the coordinators to meet the next meeting. We will come up with exactly what we want to be contributing. 1,000 euro is not a dollar. One person can be contributing it. We have people all over and everybody want to participate. Another thing I want to say is about that chief. This is part of those grassroots with Islamization. I don't think people should waste their time talking about that chief. The chief already is a forgotten man. We only need time to start what we need to start. Such chief, there's nothing that can rescue him. He knows very well. Rogers cannot rescue himself. He can't even rescue the chief. All those soldiers they are using to intimidate people will not make a difference. We will confront them. So there's people should not waste their time. They should consider him as a gunman. He's gone already. Somebody, his name is in the black book. There's nothing that will bring him out. If he like anything, even if he like, let him understand now he's trying to appoint 120 new chiefs. All of them will turn to Muslim. It will not make a difference. We will crush them and we will crush them. Nothing will save them. Even if he like, whatever he like, that is why I said Ihejika is incapable. I don't know how an army chief or staff who is coming from the same state will be there. Somebody from Obrinze will go and arrest young youths, tell them for more than 1 month, 2 months, nobody knows about them. That is where I question credibility of this man. You know, when I say people don't seem to understand, who is army chief of staff? Can you go to Kano? Can an army man who is an Igbo man or an Ijo man or Calabar man who is serving in Gongla State will go there and arrest a Hausa youth and put them in prison? Under the control of an army chief or staff who is a Hausa man, that is where there are so many things wrong. Sometimes we need to understand that this battle is for us. We are not looking forward to anybody to do this battle for us. We are ready to do this battle. So let us adopt the system. The people who helped to fight this war, people who did it in Benghazi, they did away with their youth, they did away with the armies, only the youth move on and achieve what they achieve. Because all these men are not there for us. Let us take this thing on our hand. We will do better than them. Because calling them inside this struggle will derail our struggle. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. You have spoken very well. This is Radio Biafra. We must go on to the phone. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning, Director. Good morning, all people of Biafra all over the world. My name is Okudeli Joseph Ude. I'm calling from Guangzhou, China. I say Happy New Year to everybody, wherever you are. And Biafra is for ours. Director, I just thank you for all you have been doing, and you are welcome back from Germany.
Thank you.
I want to also comment about the Al-Hajji chief in Imo State. I think he's not what we'll be always talking to more, but I think I suggest to write letters to that chief and ask him to resign in that throne. He's not worthy. The chief Emeka Romelunsara, we need to write all those chiefs and the traditional rulers and inform them that we are coming home. Anyone that are conversing with Hausa Boko Haram, they should leave that throne and run to Kano or Sokoto or Maiduguri, wherever they want to run to. Another thing again, I suggest we should write to somebody like that, Ihejirika. And also, President Goodluck Jonathan, let them should not be obstacles against us. Because if, especially Ihejirika, because when we take action, I know that such people will command the army against our people.
Of course he will. He will command. Why are they setting up an infantry, an army, which are going to call maybe the 9th army in the so-called South Sahara because of us? As they are saying that we are trying to foment trouble. They are coming to protect their money, their oil block, Danjuma. They are there to protect Danjuma's oil well. They are there to protect Buhari's oil well. Our people, I don't know.
I think now we should write letter to them on time, because if them attempt, we know where his people is in Abia State. We know where he's come from. If we cannot get him, whatever belongs to him, we totally destroy. Hey, his generation will be closed down. We need to write to them in time, because this battle is not battle that outside will come. There are the people that they will use against us. I think now we need to write letter to them on time. And also, I had a brother call from Germany. I encourage them to wake up, because they will not remain forever in another man's country. many countries are giving us mandate to leave. Zimbabwe have expired. They said January, and I don't know what is happening in Zimbabwe now. All over the world, China now, people are doing nothing. Guys are living indoor. So it's time for us to go back home and restore our own land. I'm also thanking the coordinator of China, our brother Tochukwu, and the rest of the executive for all the efforts. I had the PRO call now. I pray that all the Electoral Board of Biafra, you, brother Nnamdi Kanu, brother Mamezu, Balistair Mamezu, Kalamunda, and the rest of others, Rita and Bogu, Ikech Kwenyago, that God will continue to give you people the grace to continue, especially you, Nnamdi, because you can't do by your own power. Every night, every day, Nigeria are rolling around like a rolling lion, looking for the way to penetrate and bring down the Biafrans. But I'm praying that God will continue to strengthen you, because if He is with us, no one can be against us. He prepared you for a special way, and we continue using you and all of us in general, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. And you too. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We must go to Skype to take this call. Do we have a caller on Skype? That caller will give us his name or her name and where they're calling from. Can you hear me? No, they can't.
Hello, Biafra.
Can you turn your... Yes, go ahead. Please, yeah, go ahead. Your name and where you are, please.
All right, this is Kewel Anderson calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, please go ahead.
Hello, Director.
We can hear you loud and clear. I can hear you. Can't you hear me? My dear Lord. They want to hear it from the radio. That is the problem we always have. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Dudu Henry.
And where are you
calling
from?
From Malaysia.
Malaysians are good people. Please go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to thank you people all for what you people are doing. Hello?
We are listening. I can hear you very well. I believe you can also hear me.
Okay. I want to say something concerning the soldiers they are talking about. And I want to encourage all the veterans that they should know their fear. Soldiers are human beings like us. And over there, concerning in veteran land, about the chief and the Richard and the many of them over there, they are against us. What we need is we need to do something over there so that the Awasa Boko Haram will know that we are serious. Because if we allow those people between us over there in Biafran land, they are doing and making all the plans to frustrate our efforts. We must do something about those people. If we don't do something about these people, Awasa and Biafra and the Yorubas will think that we are joking or we are playing. So I want to ensure every Biafra that nobody should lose hope. Nobody, everybody should be strong. So that are men. After all, we have more dangerous men over there, which nobody have discovered them in Biafra land. So I want everybody to encourage himself or herself. Here in Malaysia, I told my friend from Niger Delta that anyone that said one Nigeria will make a call. In front of me, he's a good friend of mine. I invited him on the meeting last time, 31st December. When he came, so he told me that I said, God, I came. We need you people, and you people also need us, because you people cannot do with us, and we cannot do with you people. Because the problem we have is when you people are going ahead, and we are going behind. So we need them. So he told me that he's the former secretary of Niger Delta here in Malaysia. So he told me that I should conduct their meetings, whenever they will have the meeting, that I should meet him so that we talk to their organization here in Malaysia. I say, okay, no problem, I will do that. So what I'm saying is that everybody should be strong. Nobody should lose hope because we need Biafra, and Biafra must restore. My father was telling me about Biafra. So I am happy, and I have taught Biafra money, and I want to make use of that money. I want to use that money. My father showed me the money, I touch it, and I want to make use of that money. So I want everybody should be strong. But we must do something about those people in Biafran land, which is our blackmailing, which is against us. We must do something. Say if they have sucked blood and if they continue sucking blood, their blood should be sucked this time around. That is exactly what we have to do. We need to do something over there. We cannot allow those people, because whenever anyone that raise up and do something and go free, another person will come and do anything again. I like stubborn people. People say that I'm stubborn because when you are principled, they say you are stubborn. I like stubborn people. I don't like weak people. I used to tell my family that you ever slap, you slap him back, because if you beat that person, another person will come and slap you. People preaching about Bible, don't be too sweet. Bible said, don't be too sweet, because if you are too sweet, ants will come and lick you like a sugar. Because sugar sweet, ants will come and lick you. So don't be too sweet. We don't need to be too sweet in this struggle. We must do something. Everybody, no government should be afraid of soldiers. Soldiers are human beings. There is more dangerous boys over there, which is also more than soldiers. Director, I want to thank you so much and for your good work, and so happy new year to you and all the coordinators, even here in Malaysia. I say good morning to everybody and the good evening over there in London. Thank you so much, and I am happy. Hello?
We are listening. Go ahead. We are listening to you. Go ahead.
Okay. So I am happy for what you people are doing, and I'm grateful. And the way we are in Malaysia, we stand and we will go back for this trouble. So thank you so much for everything. Thank you so much.
And God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, we are coming to you live and direct from our studios here in London on this day, the third day of January in the year of our Lord 2014. On a night we are bringing to you that another Alhaji Eze has come up again in Imo State. This time around in Uguta. His name is His Royal Highness Eze Alhaji Fatai FC Emetuma. It is happening before our eyes. Very soon they will convert every traditional ruler. And of course, maybe my father won't be among them. It's impossible. This is the evil that is happening where we come from. Traditional rulers, the custodian of our culture and our way of life. This is the second high profile Eze who has joined them. Has joined them to kill us. And we're going to have it. We cannot have it. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. Once again, we're welcoming you. We must go on to take these calls. We must go on to take them and see who is there. We have a caller on Skype on the coordinator's line. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah, please turn your system down. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? No. They cannot. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they can't hear me. They cannot hear me. They can't hear me. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? What is going on? I can't understand this anymore. What is going on? Is it that Skype isn't working or what? I don't understand. We have a caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening.
I'm Opaio Sagu.
This is Abuja.
From Abuja, please go ahead.
Okay, I'm the wish Radio Biafra compliment of the season. Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So I don't know now. I'm the work I would know. Then I'm the Abuja no kweba.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Oh. And yes.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir.
He was greeting us, and I think the alarm has gone off. You can hear it beeping. The alarm has gone off at our studios. You have to give us 5 minutes. Let us try to see what is happening. This is a civilized country. If you listen very hard, you will hear that our alarm is going off. We must take a very short break and return to you very shortly. Please do not go away. Do not go away.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Welcome you back wherever you are. Once again, this is Radio Biafra. We had a slight disruption because the alarm was going off. The fire alarm was going off, but everything is okay. We are fine. The building is not about to come down. No, not at all. It's just a mere false alarm. I think smoke got into the sensor somewhere, somehow, and the alarm went off because we are in a civilized country, in a civilized society. We had to obey because it says if you hear the alarm, you must evacuate. And that was precisely what we did. But everything is now under control and we may proceed. And I will not hesitate. I will go to the line to take this very call. We have a caller who is on Skype. This caller will give us his or her name and where they're calling from, please.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Kenneth, calling from Dakar, Senegal.
And what is your surname? Turn your system down, move away from your system, give us your surname.
Where you are.
Now, people don't listen, do they? They do not listen. It is the same thing over and over again. They do not listen. We have a caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? They are not listening either. They do not listen. Why they don't listen, I do not know. This is Radio Biafra. Maybe it is better for them to call us on the phone line. The phones are a lot better. People are not disciplined enough to understand simple instructions. Once you hear our voice, once we say hello, say something, turn your system down. How can you hear my voice and you still want to hear it come over your listening device before you can start speaking? That is beyond me. It's lack of discipline. We have a caller on Skype. Please tell me your name and where you are calling from, please.
Director, good morning. This is Oswago Chukwudi calling from Malaysia.
Please go ahead.
I really want to commend your effort so far to make sure that things is going on. And I also want to thank our brothers and sisters in Germany who are trying to also put things in order by their contribution. Hello.
We are listening. Please go ahead. Okay. We are listening to you. Please go ahead.
So I just want them to put more effort because this fight belongs to every one of us, not only them, but people here in Malaysia. And I just want to ask one question. I don't really know if with the way the Muslims and the Fulani Boko Haram are trooping into our land, that I want to know if maybe eventually anything happen, don't you think it will be they will just be there and they can easily attack our people there?
Of course they will. They will attack our people. So I don't know why Ihejirika and Jonathan are doing this. It's beyond me. I don't know why they're trying such nonsense. Why are you building a new army? These are the people who were bombed by Obasanjo. We have seen so much army in our lives. Is it part of their useless federal character? If you build one in the north, you also have to build one in the south and in our area. Are we agitating like Boko Haram? Are we killing people? What is the justification in Hejirika? What is the justification for bringing Hausa Fulani men into our land? What is the what there is the justification, we are asking? Are we killing innocent people? Are we bombing innocent people? Why are they hell-bent on bringing these murderers into our territory so that Ihejirika's children can go to private school abroad? So that Ihejirika can be a millionaire? Is that why? I don't understand.
So, Director, another thing again, regards to all this Ohanese of a thing, they kept quiet, they don't want to say anything regarding to the people that they killed and threw inside the Izu River. One thing I just want to say to our people, if eventually we get those people, and whenever they are being killed, they should not allow them, those who know them very well, those Ohanese, both Hijirika and so-called and so on, whenever they kill them, they should not allow their dead body to be buried in Biafra land. They should also throw their body in the river. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you for calling. When people call us from Malaysia, sometimes they're always very disciplined. They understand what is expected of them and they do it. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we are transmitting live and direct from our studios here in London on this very day, the third day of January, the third day after the expiration of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. It has expired. It's an expired product, as the barrister said. There is no need discussing it. Give us your name and where you come from and where you are as well. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Your name, where you come from, and where you're resident, please.
Yes, I stay here in Ukraine, Odessa. Ago Bonaventure is my name.
And where are you from in Biafra land?
I'm from Enugu State.
Please go ahead.
I'm from Enugu State, from Nguo.
Nguo,
so
go ahead.
I don't know why you have we are left aside here in Ukraine. I don't know. I've asked a lot of Biafrans, but the response is very poor regarding to who is coordinating the Biafran issue in Odessa here. As I say in Odessa, and I've asked a lot of Igbos anyway, most of them are students, but they have working class people as well. But the response here is very poor. So I don't know the reason why. So I want to make inquiries on who is handling the Biafran issue here. I mean, Biafran as well, and I know I like the struggle, I like what is going on. So somebody just a few weeks ago, I just came back from Nigeria. So he told me to try this line, the Biafra line on the Biafra stuff online. So I just came back. I started to try it. I say it's working out. I've been listening since today. So I decided to call. I've been calling for a while, but you know, a lot of you. So
yes. Are you listening to Radio Biafra?
Yes, I just started listening yesterday and today. I decided to give you the call today to make inquiries on who is coordinating here in Ukraine, most especially here in Odessa.
Okay.
Odessa, Ukraine. So I want to make inquiry who is coordinating, because I want to join the struggle. I want my name to be put in, to be written in the history book. Another thing is this issue of we are Biafrans, I Bundi Igbo. So, Umanda Hausa. They have on sponsorship from Sokoto State. And I go out for everyone. I didn't engineer any kind of go. But
how can somebody from Sokoto be studying marine engineering when Sokoto is a desert? Does that make any sense? Where are they going to work? Engineers from Sokoto on scholarship. Where are they going to work?
We're Nigerian
and
now.
Please speak English to me if you can, please, because the world is listening. We are not afraid to say who we are. My name is Nnamdi Kanu from Isiama Faruku in Ibeku. That's where I come from. Ibeku is no more here.
Yes, of course. I get you right.
Please speak English to us. We have people eager to hear what we have to say.
So, the most important thing I want to say is that I want to join the struggle. So, if you have any idea of who is coordinating here in Odessa, I would like to know so that any contribution we can be able to be.
Why don't you start coordinating in Odessa? Why are you waiting for somebody else? You can start it.
Of course, I can start it, but I want to make inquiries. That's why I decided to call. I watched yesterday and I called. The call didn't pass through because a lot of queue. You understand? I'm glad to call today to know if there's anybody at all, because I've not been following the Biafra struggle. Somebody told me, I said, let me give it a try, because I love everything Biafra is doing.
Now you listen to me. What I need you to do is to write. Are you with us on Facebook, Radio Biafra London?
Of course.
Then go there and write a statement. Either Koromonde or Ikechukwu will make contact with you. Go there and post a comment and say, I am in Odessa. Come and find me, and we shall find you. Okay?
Okay, I will do that.
Thank you very much. We have a caller on the phone. This caller on the phone will give us his or her name.
Hello?
And where they're calling from. Yes, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Okay, Director, good evening. My name is Charles Chidiok Energy. I'm calling from Kyiv, Ukraine.
You are calling. Why did Ukraine go down? What happened in Ukraine?
Director, we are coming up. We are coming up. We are arranging ourselves.
You have been saying you're coming up since February of 2013. Every month, Ukraine, we say they are coming. Every month, they are coming. They are coming and they're still in one place. We have to go without you people. You are not serious.
No, Ukraine. Director, please, don't be offended. Don't be offended. Because what happened is that our director of travel to Africa, so he handed our coordinator of travel to Africa, he handed the office over to one of our brother here. And he's not handling it. We are about to meet very, very soon to bring our group up very well. So I'm just calling because of our brother that called from Odessa. So I want to let him to know that let him go to the Biafra in Ukraine under Radio Biafra London on our group on the Facebook. Then he will find us and he will find our coordinator in Ukraine. And his number is there. Our current coordinator, his name is Collins Obunna. He's living in Kharkov. And his contact number is there. So let him go there. Then he will coordinate directly. He will call our coordinator. Then our coordinator will not tell him what to do, because we are planning to reach people in Odessa so that they will start coordinating that side. Understand. So please, I'm very, very sorry for we delaying, but We are having a very big meet because of this new year. We are having a meeting by before middle of this month, and then we are going to settle all our debts. Please, don't be offended for Ukraine. We are coming up in a very big way, please, Director.
Okay, no problem. And you too. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. We shall hold you to it. We shall hope that you will live up to what you said. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are on this planet. We are the voice of the people of Biafra, those that existed before the zoo was created. We are the children of the Most High. We are descended from heaven. We don't need anybody to take us to God because we are His children. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. You will give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello?
Your name and where you are.
Okay, this is Chukwuemeka calling from
Germany. You're welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I just want to congratulate you and so far so good for your efforts so far.
You are still listening to the device which you have, and that, I'm afraid, is not acceptable. Let's go and take this call. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
You will give me your name and where you are and turn your system down, please, if you may.
Yeah, my name is Ifeanyi Chukwu. I'm calling from Barcelona.
Ifeanyi Chukwu Okoye is in Barcelona, please, you may proceed.
Yeah, thank you, Director. I want to use the opportunity to say much big thanks to you for your good work. I want to give some little emphasizes about what people are saying about being weak in this struggle. I want to tell you about the special grace, by the special grace of God, that this work you are doing, if all the Biafran in diaspora keep silent in a matter like this, like your pastor told you in Germany, that what happened in the life of Esther and Mordecai, that the help must come from somewhere to the people of Biafra. So the Germans who have been contributed 500 or whatever, anybody who feels like he will be reluctant in this struggle or waiting, that because they hear that people are training armies in Nigeria, in South or whatever, and became afraid of this. Let me remind everybody that in this struggle, whether people like it or not, that since Chukwu Abioma has started this struggle, only you alone can fight the whole Nigeria and bring victory to God's name. So I don't see the reason why we should be encouraging people or telling them to be stay up by why they know that this struggle is for God. God told this, our father, Chukwu Abioma, told Moses, go and tell the people of Egypt that they should leave my people go. And he told Moses that you should hold your peace. The Egyptians you see, you will not see them again. All the plans they're having, or their goals, or whatever they're planning, only one Biafran who stand upright will fight against them and bring glory to the God. So anybody, do not keep on asking people to wake up in this struggle or wake up in this struggle. This is God's doing, and it is surely going to come to pass. So I'm going to use the opportunity to encourage you more. I'm happy what you say, that even the more people get backslide, the more strength you get. So keep on the good work, and God, that Chukwuemeka will surely bring you to pass. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless you. We have another caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, Director. This is Josephine Onashuku calling from Bremen.
From Bremen. Josephine, yes, sir. Thank you very much. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, Happy New Year, first of all.
Same to you.
I commend the work and we are doing all together. My reason for calling this evening is that I've been listening to Radio Biafra for a long while now, and I see that the women are hesitating. I cannot hear the women voicing out or saying anything. I mean, the women are just sitting back, but I know that in every land, the women are the backbone. In this struggle, the women should be a source of encouragement to their husbands. Women are in Germany enjoying social system here, but after the war, it was women of Germany that stood up to put things in normal proportion and stabilize the land. So I call to wake up the women, the Biafra women, their wives, whether they are born Biafra or Biafra by marriage. They should wake up and support their husband Nobody is asking them to go forward to fight. We are just talking about coming together in unity and do what we are supposed to do. You understand? So I'm calling the women, wherever you are married to a Biafra. If you don't have a land, you have no home. No matter where you are, what you are building, what you are planning to build, where there is no land, there is no home. You cannot build your home on sky. So we have to make sure our land is secure, and then we can begin to build, plant, and do whatever. So I call on the women of Biafra, wherever you are, whether by birth or by marriage, let us support our husband, because the voice we used to speak to our husband in the room, "Oh, honey, don't go. Hey, I don't want you to die or widow. Nobody is dying. If whether he goes, he doesn't go. Who is dying is dying." So let us wake up and take the bull by the horn and move forward to our own promised land. That is all what I just want to contribute, because I know a lot of women are listening as well beside their husband, but we need to support our husband. We need to stay behind them and make sure this goal is achieved. And I pray God lead us through successfully. Thank you, sir.
Amen. Thank you very much. You have spoken very well. And that reminds me as to why slavery succeeded. People read history, they don't interrogate history. People study history, they do not go in to try and revise it in such a way that it makes meaning to them. The reason why black people are the only human beings on the face of the planet who we are successfully domesticated, I must get my grammar right. The only group of human beings on earth to be successfully groomed as a farm animal was because most of the women did not stand up to say anything. Men get their encouragement and their strength from their women. When a wife gets up and says to the husband, "Go and do this, I'm behind you," the man does it with every strength in his body. Our women, we need you to come out and energize, infuse your husbands. Tell them that this is a fight of honor, a fight for dignity, a fight for decency. That is why we ended up as slaves in the cotton fields of America and the plantations of the Caribbean. Because we did not have honor within us. We did not have pride, that you should not bow before any other man. If it is death, then we gladly meet it. You should not submit yourself to another human being created like you as well. That is why they don't like us. And that is why we want to put that to test. 67 to 70 cannot be 2013 to 2015. That is the same mistake that Jonathan is making within Hejirika. They think if they mention Nigerian army, what guns do they have? AK-47. That's the same gun that Boko Haram has as well. The same thing. The same number of men. We outnumber them millions of times over. You're only sending only 9,000 men. How long do you think they will last? 9,000 men that you're bringing. How many hours do you think they will last in a battle with people who are fanatical? Our fanaticism does not lead us to kill other people. We are not bloodthirsty. Our fanaticism leads us to go and get Biafra. Anything standing between us and Biafra, God in heaven knows, will be crushed to the ground. If we tell you, you write it down on a piece of paper. It will be crushed, completely crushed. All this, they are trying to do it, it's all rubbish. Any idiot that comes on air and tells me that nonsense, the person will suffer. There's another way. How do you do freedom fighting? How do you do it? There is only one way. The truth. The caller on Skype will give me his name or her name and where they're calling from. This is Radio
Biafra. Thank you, sir.
Go ahead. Have we lost? No, we haven't. We haven't. Please continue your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Tinsule Marachi Wangwa. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Go ahead. You're through to Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to make a suggestion. But before my suggestion, I want to ask one or two questions. Is there any battling for sacrifice?
Is there any bad thing about sacrifice, yes?
is there any wrong thing for us to make sacrifice?
No, there is nothing wrong, but only for those who understand what sacrifice means. Those that call themselves Christians who go to church without understanding that Yeshua sacrificed himself, that Gentiles may have access to God. They do not, the meaning is lost on them. They don't understand it. They just can't. I have said it before when I started. Their brain, if you look, the reason why Africa is not developed is very simple. The most of us don't reason properly. Regardless of the PhD in engineering, there is no road to go to your house. You are a PhD holder in structural engineering, and the house of your father in the village is crumbling. You can't do anything about it. These are the type of people that, regardless of how many degrees they accumulate, their brain is empty. It cannot comprehend. It cannot understand, the same way that some of us, our brains cannot understand sacrifice. We don't know what it means. Please go ahead.
Okay, so thank you very much for the analysis. I want to make a plea for the Biafra people all over the world. Because today, this week, if not this month generally, every church is all over the world. They are most preaching will be whatever you want to wish yourself this year. You have to sow a seed. You have to write it a piece of paper, package something very good for God, and sow a seed. And we pray and you will see what God will do in your life. This will be most preaching that will be going on all over the world in every churches. And I believe strongly that Biafra itself is a blessed land, is a blessed country. God have already ordained. God is in that country, which everyone, I urge everyone, let us sow the first seed. That seed you have been packaging to sow in any church you are worshiping. Just believe God this period and be sowing it for the Biafra restoration for this month. Then we will have a day to pray all over the world to hand over this seed to the hands of the Lord, and let us see if God will not bless anyone. Let us see if there is no God in the land of Biafra. Let us see if our restoration will not come to pass. Because when you give and challenge God, you make a request and see what God will do. Me, I'm a life witness, honestly. I'm a life testimony of what I'm saying. This December, 29 December 2013, I have nothing. But when I go to the church in the night crossover, I say, God, if really you are the God I'm serving, if really you have blessed the land, Biafra, God, do something new in my life. I have nothing to request specially, but believe it me, behold, first thing that have never happened in my life in the history, first week, the first week of January 2014, there is not much, but I have never received any blessing from anybody since I was born. But after that prayer, God showed me something which I cannot disclose, and I will use that little thing only to say to God, yes, I trusted in you, and I believe you, and you have proved it all to me. So, brethren, I urge everybody, let us sow a seed in the life of Biafra restoration, and we now agree on a particular day we have to pray about it. The prayer for my own suggestion we go this way. Each country, wherever Biafra is, one person will pray. One person will pray for each country. This prayer may last 2 hours. If it is the only thing we do for the whole day, for the broadcast on that very day, you will see that the victory will be yours. Thank you, Director, and God bless you.
And may God bless you too. Thank you very much. You have spoken very well. Most people doubt what we do, but I can tell them categorically that Uchemefa is a living example of it. He will testify before Biafrans what it means to serve Biafra in truth and in all honesty. There is nothing you want that will not be done for you. We need to support our men. We need to go out and do what is right to get our country back. We need to do everything we can to ensure that Biafra comes. Once again, wherever you are, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. And we must take this call, regardless of where they are. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Daleto.
Good evening.
This is Emmanuel calling from Denmark.
Emmanuel who? What is your surname?
Emmanuel Ami.
Please go ahead.
Okay. Daleto, I want to thank you so much for the great thing you'll be doing and to making this Biafra to come through. On first, I just want all the Biafra to hear this good news. Because I've been every year, 31st of December, or 30th of December, I always pray and tell God, please, I want blessing. And this is what God opened to me. And when I'm praying on the 31st, and I open my Bible, everybody can go, mine too. Chapter 1, verse 7. He says here, and the Solomon begot Lebron. How the generation of Jesus come? The generation of Jesus come from, when you start reading from 7, Solomon, from Solomon to Lebron, from Lebron to Abia. This Abia, I start wondering, how this Abia come to this verse that I have not seen before. So I start meditating on it. I found out that, okay, from this Abia, you see that it come out to Jesus Christ, from Jesus, Jesus our Savior. That to show that this Biafra is not ordinary. This, our Daleto, is not ordinary. God have bring Daleto to make sure that this will come through. How Jesus come to save the world? That's how the our Daleto come from Abia. And this Abia is written in the Bible. When you think, you can go to mind 2, chapter 7. Then we see how did Jesus come from, where Jesus come from. And later on, we find out that Abia is in that mind 2, chapter 7. To show that our Daleto come from Abia, and he will be our Savior. And this is number one. After I play in that first of January, that first of December, then God revealed this for me to show that it must come to pass, this Biafra. And again, because I put all my heart for this Biafra. And again, I want to tell my people in Denmark that on next week, Sunday, because I know they will listen, even though I met some people 3 days ago, and they said, oh, you are the Emmanuel that's speaking, we hear you, and what next? Then I told them everything, come to my place. So I give them the address, and now I want everybody that is hearing me, you can know me with Mata Buago. So, but my name is Emmanuel Ane. So you can contact me with this number, 20-44-9991. So our meeting will hold on Sunday next week. So you make sure you come so that we can find solution for our Biafra. Your opinion is matter. And again, I want to tell those people this training soldier that is come to Southside. I've just laughed at them. Very big laughing. I can say ha 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 to you people. Because is it all these soldiers that eat all the money? How can they train? Training for who? They cannot die. They cannot sacrifice themselves. Why Boko Haram is killing them if they are strong? Training for who? Training for who? Biafra. You are nothing. They are nothing. They are just trying to bring people to. They won't eat money. Say they are training them because they cannot make up to their friends because they are nothing. And again, I want to tell this our people in Lagos. I was in Lagos. I lived there for many years, and I want you people to know that there's news. Whenever I listen to this Yoruba media, they'll be saying, "Oh, we have land in Ogun State. You can buy it in 200,000. If you Igbo don't wake up now, maybe you think that you will make money when you buy 200,000. There is one that says they have light, they build big apartment, very good thing in the way you can buy it 300. They just want to eat your money. They just want to collect your money. Don't go and put your money in Ogun State or in anywhere. Today, when I'm listening to Yoruba media, this what call it Nigeria Info. One Igbo guy called and said that APC will not win governorship in Lagos State. And when Yoruba guy said, those people think that APC cannot win in Lagos State, why can't they go to their home? This is a shame to Igbos. Said, why can't you people go to your homes? You are living in Lagos. And you building houses, make a lot of things there. I have been well something. I left my own house there, destroy it. They destroy what I did in Lagos State. But you people think that it's forever. This so-called governor state, they are coming, trying, giving you house or giving you land to build. After you develop it, they will destroy it. Now they are going to one place in Agege, one Ikeja side, and where the Igbos are putting cars. They said all the people that putting those cars there and the houses, they have to destroy the whole places. This is Igbo money. Why can't there's one man that called from Germany one time and said that if Igbos can unite and move all their property go to East, so that within that Igbos state, they will die. Yoruba is nothing. They don't have anything. They're just making mouth. So I would like to tell all Igbos, let them be wise and be vigilant this time around, because they're coming with cheap things. Before, to buy land in Ogun State is million, or Lagos is a million. Now they start giving you cheap 200,000, 500,000 to buy. You can get a flat there. They are lying for you. They want you to go and spend your money. After you spend the money finish, and later on they will start destroying the house because they already make the money from your hand. So I want you people to be wise. To be very, very wise. Thank you, Director. That's what I want to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. You're listening to us. You must allow me to bring in the barrister himself. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? Barrister, can you
hear me? Yes, Director. One question I want to correct is this about HVK and the establishment of military base in South and Southeast zones. I think you should see it as an advantage, not a disadvantage. Because it's building that for Biafrans. It will be our base. So see it that way. But later I will explain to you off air. Let him build is for our own advantage.
I can't. Are you telling me, Barrister, that all the soldiers who are going to be there are going to be drafted from Biafra land? The answer is no. If you look at the proportion of serving of servicemen or women in the zoo, you will note that the ratio is distressingly over 80-1 in favor of the Northerners and those in the Niger Republic. How long is Ejirika going to last? Is Ihejirika going to be there until Biafra comes? Is Ihejirika going to determine the type of armaments that comes there, the posting of junior officers? Ihejirika may be in charge of the officer class who serves in that very place, but the ordinary recruit on the street, in keeping with the zoo, will be your illiterate Hausa man from Niger Republic who hears only shoot, not stop. We have heard of these things before, but that is what distresses me. They have something, they are planning something. They are planning something. That was how Jiku joined MPN, you know. They are planning something big. They are planning, so nothing happened. Go ahead.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, whatever base they try to establish in Biafra land, it is to our own advantage. When we come off air, I will discuss fully with you.
Okay,
don't
no
worry
problem.
About it.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We must proceed. Maybe Barrister has information which I am not privy to, and he will tell me once we come off air. He will tell me because he is Barrister Mamezu. We must go to take this call. We have a caller on coordinator's line. You will
Hello.
Give me your name and where
Hello.
You are, please. Yes, your name and where you are.
Hello, Director. My name is Emmanuel Chidi Uzigwe. I'm calling from Italy.
Uzigwe, go ahead.
By special grace of God, I'm serving the indigenous people of Biafra here in Italy as PRO. So, Director, I want to use this opportunity to ask you concerning hosting you in Italy here. So, we want to verify and know the actual date you will be coming here. So, we will put things in order before you arrive, sir. So, we want to know, sir.
I'm going to... Ikechukwu Enyiagu will tell you. I will not tell you on air for obvious reasons, but Ikechukwu Enyiagu will communicate with our coordinator in Italy to announce my arrival to you people very shortly. I am traveling to Ireland. From Ireland, I'll go to Spain. From Spain, I will come to Italy, and from Italy, we shall prepare for what is to come. We'll then travel
Thank
home
you.
From there. Okay?
Thank you very much, sir.
Yes.
God bless you for
you
great work you are doing for people of Biafra. And I'm using this opportunity to say once again, Happy New Year. And God bless every Biafrans all over the world. And God bless all the entire editorial board of Radio Biafra. Thank you once again, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. Our lines are still going off. People are still calling us. If you're joining us, we are broadcasting live and direct to the entirety of humanity from London. We are the voice projecting to the entirety of humanity the suffering, the distress, the killings, the bombings, the maimings, the destitution they have turned us into, the unemployable, the unemployed, lack of amenities, the complete collapse of every available infrastructure, the looting, the criminality, those who are at the fringes or who are on the fringes of both political and economic sphere of life, those who have been removed from relevance, those who are dying because they are Biafrans, we are here to project their plight to the whole world, and we are Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the line. This caller is on the phone, and he or she will give us their name and where they are calling from, please.
Yeah, Director, my name is Chizoba Emenike Osuala. I'm calling from Barcelona, Spain.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want to thank you for what you've been doing and what you are doing, you know. And I want to thank the barrister and the four for the good work they are doing. Because I just want to give an update for our meeting that is coming up tomorrow for our brothers that is living here in Barcelona, precisely. And those that are living outside Barcelona, they should try to contact our coordinator so that they will get the information that we have here. So I want to give the number on air so that maybe they don't have it, they should contact him, or they go to our Facebook, their friends in Spain here. The number is 632-785-047. Please, it is important they contact our our coordinator, and the meeting that we are having is coming up tomorrow. The time is 5 p.m. The same venue. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are continuing to take calls from our callers. We are also continuing to take calls from our coordinators and principal officers of the indigenous people of Biafra, serving us in various capacities all across the world. We have one of those on the line. You give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Emmanuel Emode. I'm calling from South Africa.
Emode is from South Africa. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead. Emode, can you
I'm
hear
from
me?
Here, Anambra, I'm from here, Anambra State.
Yes, go ahead. I'll make it very brief. Please go ahead.
Okay, sir. I'm calling from South Africa. I am the secretary of Biafra in South Africa. I want to use this opportunity to thank you once again for all the great job you are doing. And I want to use this opportunity also to thank my coordinator here in South Africa and my PRO. They are doing a great job. They have been trying so much. I want to let you know that many Biafrans who are in South Africa here, they are very reluctant to come out and join us in what we are doing. We are preaching the gospel, and we are doing a lot we could so that we can achieve what we are going for. You must have had the impact we made when Mandela died. We took all everything we have, our flats, everything. We make an impact, you know, at both at the stadium and at the union building, at the seat of power. So we have created a lot of awareness. We have granted interview, and even the clips are being shown on television every now and then. So I'm using this opportunity to please call on the Biafrans in South Africa that they should please come out and support us in what we are doing. Because many of them who think they have arrived, they have acquired, they have maybe they have finished their
your
studies,
line, DK, your line is not very good. You may have to call us back. We do apologize for that. Your line wasn't very clear. If you're joining us once again, this is Radio Biafra. By way of recap, we must bring you the headlines which are fueling the news this evening. Enugu community protests over alleged imposition of monarch. We are also reporting about the abomination happening where an Alhaji is a traditional ruler in Igbo land. Alhaji is a traditional ruler in Igbo land. People are keeping quiet. Nobody's calling on that very issue. You see how sad things are? Nobody knows what is abomination anymore and what isn't. Maybe in the next 4, 5, 6 months, they will say it's our tradition, is our culture, to allow Hausa Yoruba men of questionable integrity and honor, to preside over the affairs of our people, to inherit titles meant for children of the land, for true, genuine Biafrans. Alhaji, His Royal Highness Eze Alhaji. Abomination. The people won't talk. Maybe in the next 4 months, your own traditional ruler will be known as Alhaji somebody. And you say, oh, well, does it matter? And yet you wonder why God is punishing you and sending you away from. Do you think Chukwuebiamah will be happy? The same Muslims he stopped many years ago from coming in, they are now in charge of his own land. And people wonder why we are dying like chicken all over the place. People wonder why there is so much evil where we come from. You wonder why you cannot send yourself and your children home during Christmas because you're afraid of kidnappers. You even wonder why you have kidnappers because you have allowed evil to take root. You have allowed evil to take root in your land. You have rendered that land desolate. And because of that, you are not worthy to be called the children of God. That is why you are wandering. That is why you are in Russia. Why you are in Ukraine. That is why you are in South Korea, in Japan as a slave. That is why you are in Australia. That is why you are in Malaysia. You are in New Zealand. You are everywhere. You are in the United Kingdom, including myself. We are all a bunch of slaves, voluntary slaves. The thing you are doing for white people, you cannot do in your own land. You think you're the one cheating them? know that the one's cheating you, because you slave and you die and they bury you or they send you home, the same useless village you come from, very poor and impoverished, will remain that way. But there are own places you see cranes going up and building new houses all the time. You don't know it is your tax that is paying for it. You think you're smart. You are not, actually. You are very dumb. That is why you are abroad. We have a caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are.
Okay, Mr. Nnamdi Kanu, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to contribute to Radio Biafra. I've been a regular listener to Radio Biafra for a long time, but after a while I kept quiet. I listened to people's contribution, I learned from it, and you teach me also, because you're a good teacher. I don't know if people have ever told you that, because the way you analyze issues and the way you answer questions are very, very marvelous. I recommend your efforts, and I'm very happy for that, because if you are not well read and if you did not have the opportunity, a lot of people must have disgraced you on air over certain issues and over certain questions. It's a very good thing to realize the features and the qualities you have. It's very wonderful having somebody like you, you know, leading this great choice to have Biafra actualized. First of all, there is something I want to say. Somebody also said something very close and similar to what I wanted to say, that Jonathan and the chief of army staff is deciding to build an army barrack in the south or southeast or wherever in the Biafran land should not be a thing to terrify anybody, because just like the barrister at law said, Mr. Imam Mezu, I think he read my mind as well. That thing should be to our own advantage. There are many things that are not better said on air, because let's look at it from one point. Could that be a good way that they are trying to legally put arms for us in the southeast or in the Biafran land? Otherwise, if there is no army barrack, how can Jonathan tell Nigerians that he wants to buy some armored vehicles to be placed in Nigeria, in Biafran land? Of course, they need to raise an alarm. Everybody will know that something is about to happen. I'm not in his mind. I never heard anything from anybody, but from insinuations, from mere thinking and from mere reasoning, you know, with full facts of what is happening, because he knows that the city is sitting on now is red hot. So nobody knows their own plans. And let me tell you one thing, you know, in the army, or you know, by quest of his position, he will never, and nobody in that position will never come at plain to tell you that he wants to do something for Biafra. Many people in such positions in the zoo or in Nigeria, they have Biafra at their heart. Believe me. So many soldiers. Let me tell you one point. I was opportune to be in one of the army barracks in Zaria. I met one major. He's an Igbo man. He took me to a mess. You know what they call mess? That is where the officers relax, drink, and eat. Yes, officers' mess. Because that was when I was doing my youth service. It's a little bit long time ago. But believe me, the way this man was speaking with some few army officers who are Biafras, in fact, I was shocked. This man was shouting, talking about the the way they are treating Biafras in the barracks. So the rebellion may even come from there. And don't tell me those army officers who have Biafra at their heart don't relate with each other. What makes a difference is because they have the army uniform, and because of the oath of allegiance they took while they assumed that job, they cannot go contrary against what is written. I believe everybody knows that. So that makes them a little bit reserved in certain things. So that is my contribution to that. And on the ordinary way, from ordinary side of view of this, even if they are not supporting Biafra, even if they are not contributing to Biafra, or maybe they want to build that army barracks to kill us or to finish the Biafrans, that should not fear you, my brother. anybody who's thinking that is to our disadvantage is a lie. Many countries have fought war. Don't you know that many barracks could be overrun? Many of them will overrun within few hours. And the ammunition and everything there should belong to us. So why don't you look at it from that point too? They cannot run away with the whole arms.
I will tell you something, my dear brother.
Okay.
The same thing this happened. Is one. I'm coming. I want to respond to what you're saying because I got a text message. All these things we are doing is mere speculation. The only reason why I am sounding a note of warning and caution is that we can build it into our plans. Because it happened before. Ojukwu sent back every northern soldier with their rifles and their weapons. They brought us back dead bodies. Go and read the history. It has happened before. I see no reason why it shouldn't happen again. I don't want to dwell on speculation. Barrister says he has information. So we better move on from this because I'll wait until I hear from the barrister
before I come to anything about this.
Yes, go ahead.
There is something. Okay, let's move ahead, Director. Let me remind you one thing again. If you could remember my voice, there was a time we spoke, and within that same time, somebody spoke from, I think, Japan or somewhere. He's a nuclear scientist. We discussed something about somebody even trying to know how to make a bomb, even from ordinary internet. There are a few issues we discussed, and I gave you my number private, and there were issues we were supposed to speak about. I never heard from you, but I know it's not late. Let me still say one thing. Again, just like I used to say, this struggle, in as much as we are trying to do it in most peaceful way, anybody on this earth would always think of. Let us not zero our mind that force is possible.
My dear brother, I will stop you there and I will say this.
Wait. No, you don't,
before you proceed, you must understand where we stand, first of all. I have said it before and I'll say it again. I don't want Biafra that will come by peace. I don't want peace.
Good.
I don't want Biafra to come
by
peace.
Let me then finish what I want to say. Please, let me put this in this way. I'm from Ukraine, and there's a little problem in Ukraine because the administration is not stable in Ukraine. The head is not stable in Ukraine. In fact, Ukraine contributes a very large number of Biafrans here. We, in most of the cities, you can get as big as even more than 500 people, both students and ordinary. So we are lacking behind because of the problems associated with the leadership and other things and not being stable. And there are a few handful of men who are still interested, but they're just watching things. They want to see how things will develop in the recent time. They can, if they want to. How much is ticket from Luton Airport to Kiev here? It doesn't take much. And you're staying here for 2-3 days, doesn't take much. 2-4 people can do that. But they don't want to do that without the knowledge of others. But if it has to come to that level, there are people I have spoken with who wants to see you. They want to discuss with you because there are many things that cannot be discussed on air, just like everybody knows. I want to see you. There are many things we need to sit down, look at the modalities, and look at the way forward. You know, there are still issues like volunteer people who are ready to go for training somewhere. And let me tell you, in as much as we speak in English, there are people, thousands and one people, who are whites, they're not even blacks, they're not even Nigerians, they don't even have any relationship with Africa, who are interested, who have this struggle at their heart. People have listened, they've learned, they've heard, and they've verified. They've known that there are these people, the indigenous people of Biafra, being marginalized. So there are means we want to devise. They want to hear from the host's mouth. What I can tell them, what you can tell them is not the same. The questions they can ask you is not the same they can ask me.
Then arrange with them, and then four or five of you in Ukraine should invite us down, and we shall come down to see these people. Because anywhere they say we should go to, if they say we should go to the depths of hell, in order for Biafra to come, I will be the number one to go there.
Okay. So, and at the back of your mind, because I don't know how to say this, there are people, Biafras, all over the world, in Nigeria, in diaspora, who are ready to volunteer for a force, a standby force. This force, they may not have arms, they may not have a barrack, but they may receive some good things that will help us for tomorrow.
Then that is not for discussion on the air, as you will appreciate.
Yes, just like I told you. So
we'll
carry there are many on this things that have to be done.
Yes, we'll carry this
and
conversation.
And I told you one time, there are people you need to keep their contact. There are people who speak, who give you, who tell them, they give you their CV. What I mean by CV, they give you their data. They are people of personality, not because of their words, but because of what the qualities they have, because of what they are. You told me, you said it over the air, that such people, you will contact them, you will need them, that you will contact them wherever you need them. I don't know if you are keeping these data. Our problem is not only speaking every day here. You come here, you almost have a cracked voice. People ask you stupid questions. How long will you continue to do this? You are here for a purpose. You have a reason for being here. Your reason for being here is not only to broadcast, but to get the like minds. Do you know Israel today is not the biggest army in the world?
I know. My brother, can we continue this conversation? Can we continue the conversation off air?
All right.
Yeah, we'll do that. It was after the program you call, and I'll take your call.
Okay.
Call me on Skype. Thank you very much.
All right.
This is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting to the world, and we are exciting. That is why people love us, because Radio Biafra is exciting. People come here and they speak their mind and their opinion, and we welcome it. Give us your name and where you are. We have a caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello. 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 Good evening. Once again, Director. It's Charles Chidio Kenajin. I called before from Kyiv, Ukraine.
Yes.
Please, Director, I sometimes barrister usually correct some mistakes. You know, when somebody called, you ask the person whether he is among of the group in the country or the city where he is. This person that is calling you now is not, well, if we give them flyer to come to meeting, they are scattering their friend meeting here in Kyiv. No, they are not attending meeting. I'm telling you with all my. In fact, when he's calling, I hope he's listening to me. You understand? They are not. They're the one destroying Biafra in Ukraine, making things so difficult for Ukrainian group. You understand? So please, anybody that call you from Ukraine, you have to ask the person whether he is attending Biafra meeting in Ukraine. Or is there any contribution he's making to Ukrainian? I am the one that carry flyers, going places to places, giving them flyers, telling them, carrying papers, begging them to contribute for the contribution of every month. And then none of them were laughing at me. And they were carrying phone and call and talking contribution. What are they contributing? Every time when we call, when the Ukraine come from from Radio Biafra, they are telling us that we are nowhere to be found, and they will be calling and telling that they have men of integrity. If a man of integrity is not where we are today, we have to contribute. Integrity we need now is money. You understand? And so that we have to meet up to where other groups is before we start looking for integrity. We have men of integrity. We all people Biafrans know. So they are not in the Biafran group. They are not even coming to meeting. They are not even they have not even registered. So please, Director, if anybody calls from Ukraine, please ask him whether he is among the Biafran group in Ukraine. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you very much for that, and God bless you too. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We are welcoming you. People are shocking me. They are surprising me. They are shocking me, seriously. What I have just read, I can't even read it out. It is shocking. Shocking. What is happening to us as a people? Shocking. I pledge to announce everything on the air, but this is too distressing. I will discuss it with the editorial board. If they want us to go public with this, we shall go public with it. But our people are gone. They are gone. Most of them are gone and never to be recovered. We must also make a special mention of those adding their friends. Austin Ndupu, or Ndupu, I need to know how to pronounce this correctly. Austin Ndupu is adding his friends on Facebook. At least he's doing something. We don't like too much analysis sometimes. You come and you tell us what you have done, not what you intend to do, but what you have done. because we have a lot of work ahead of us. Freedom fighting is not a joke. It is a lot of work. It is not about sit at home or sit in the forest or creating awareness. We have moved beyond creating awareness. We need to implement. Do you see why I hate African engineers that can't engineer anything? All theory, 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 theory. We turned our own fight for liberation into a theory. Oh, don't leave them. They're doing awareness. That thing they're doing will bring awareness. Awareness for how many years? When do you move to from awareness to practical delivery of what you have made people aware of? You talk about awareness. Yes, you're making me aware of something. What is that thing? Biafra. Yes, and then after that, what happens next? Guinea worm is here. Awareness. What happens after awareness? That is the stage we are in right now. That is action. After awareness comes action. That is where we come in. Not raising awareness year in, year out. In my awareness, every blessing, you are doing awareness. By giving money to Punch to write about you, you are doing awareness for Biafra. You've written email on Facebook. You've done awareness. You believe a warrior. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Kenneth Obioru, calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Please go ahead.
So I'm calling the reform, the known inquiry about the man. He said Alhaji is a Fatai, Igbo man. Hello.
Sorry? What did he say?
Alhaji is a Fatai.
Yes, yes. You know
Alhaji you're talking about. Please, can you enlighten me more about the man?
Enlighten you more? Have you been listening to the news?
No, I just came in now, please. I'm sorry.
Then you will listen. When you listen, you will understand before you comment. You follow the news for some time and then you will comment on it. That is what we suggest you do. I have not heard of people phoning up BBC and asking the BBC presenter, oh, please, can you go back and tell me what you're talking about? You listen. That is where we repeat our headlines ever so often. So okay. That you'll be able to follow. So if you stay there, you'll be able to hear what we're saying. Thank you very much. We have a caller on the phone. This caller will give us his or her name and where they're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. Your name. Yes, your name and where you are.
My name is Ike Chukwu. I'm calling from Germany.
Ike Chukwu, what is your father's name?
Amako.
That's better. Go ahead.
My way make you smooth you go kita because all you go run no no.
No, speak English, please. We need it for your sake and for my sake. Please try and speak English.
Director, ndiba is na body kedo epi akalobi. Ona agwande mu ebendo de madi.
Yes.
Oh, kuka obu bulinu. And obu na waro asulonsu ususu obu amanezi oinu kobo. Ijile ile gis gweze gano. Biko. Onye obuna na akpo gi mo na emeki wewe gi. Kine ekwe basa lungu aga. Eji ege ege ngu aga. Ama lai ki ibi chafafo onye na list. Ndi na support to this radio broadcast. Radio Biafra. Makala ndi Boko Haram neji atungu aga. Ana gwa ebe ha si enwete ego ha ji atụ ngwa agha. And ana ekwu okwu gbasara ngwa agha n'igwe a. Ọ gara eme ndị ụfọdụ ha na anachi ya azụ. Onye ọbụla na-ege Radio Biafra ga-amụ ihe anọ n'ime ya, ọ bụrụ ihe ụmụaka. So biko, ọ bụ ihe niile ka a na-agba n'anwụ. Ije a na-eje bụ iji nzuzo. Ọ bụ ndị Israel. Kosiri ebe ngwa ihe niile sụwa niile ebe ha si akpa ike ha ma nweta this power ha jiachi ụwa. So anything gbasara the security of Biafra is unnegotiable. Nobody, you can never ever again broadcast anything concerning our security. It's confidential. That's what I want to tell you. Please, Nnamdi. Please.
Thank you. We have heard you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. The state of Biafra is unnegotiable. You should not disclose anything to some stupid and idiot people. You should not do that. I want to ask you so far, Manezi, because God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much. You have spoken very well. Now you see why we cannot tell you everything sometimes. We just can't. I said it before. We need your help to do a lot of things. If you don't come, if you keep asking, but what are you going to do with it? We come on air and we say what it is. Then you understand. Then you understand that we need men and that we need materials to be able to prosecute this very campaign. It's a campaign. We are moving from the stage of theory to practice to action. We need your help. If you can't volunteer your life, we need your support to be able to go and do this. That is how you can restore honor and dignity to your family name. That is how you can be counted as a human being. Otherwise, you are a slave, a mere animal, a slave to Hausa Fulani people. That person you see driving cattle through your village is far more better than you, because they can go to your mother's farm and destroy it. They can go there, you will do nothing. If you open your mouth, they will shoot you. You can never be the president of Nigeria from now till the kingdom come. It can't happen. You can't. You even begging to be vice president, and they're saying no to you. You can't get very close. That is why we are special. That is why we want our country to come. That is why Biafra must exist. Give us your name and where you are. We have a caller on the phone. Your name and where you are, please. The caller is on the phone. Can you hear me? My goodness me. They are not picking up. They are not picking up. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to the end of the program. Barrister Mamezu, where you are, you will commence our descent, because we are bringing today's proceedings to a close. We are bringing it to a close. Barrister Mamezu, if I can find him, will be able to commence our closure for us, because this is Radio Biafra. And in the absence of the barrister for the time being, let us go and see if we can get this call. No, we can't get that call from them. We have a caller on Skype, is that correct? Do we have a caller on Skype? No, we don't. We don't. Who do we go to now? Which place do we go to? This person is not responding. They are not responding. They should have responded, but they didn't. Let's go to the barrister. Barrister Mamezu said he has something to tell me after the program. The barrister,
yes,
you are with us and you will commence the closure of the program today. Please go ahead.
Well, thank you, director. We come to a closure today, and of course, we receive calls, and of course, many, many others we could not take. Tomorrow, we resume from where we stopped. Well, you've heard people advice, instructions, their own words, their encouragement, their support, and their blessings. We put all this together for our own use. May God bless all of you wherever you are. And tomorrow we'll reconvene. God bless all of you. Thank you, Director. Good night.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. Once again, we thank you for having listened to us. Once again, we urge you, we implore you, we encourage you, please, to continue to spread the message, to continue to spread this very word that is Biafra to the ends of the earth, wherever you are. You can do your own bit. You can support us. That is correct, because we have things to do. We have things to do which we are not at liberty to tell you off. We can tell you off air, but not here on the air. That is why you need to go and belong to groups, so that your coordinators can brief you very well. We are here to get Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. We thank you once again for having listened to us on this your radio station. We need your help. We need your support. We are not begging for it. We are not begging. We must make this very clear. We are not begging anybody, for that matter. You can't beg somebody to save himself, somebody who is drowning. All you can do is to extend a long pole or a stick so they can grab onto it and climb out. You can't be begging somebody who is drowning in the water, oh, please, can you come out? No. If you want to drown, you drown. But here, we are preaching the gospel of the restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. And that is what we must do, because that is the only way out for us as a people. The alternative is not even worth contemplating. A life under perpetual domination by Hausa Fulani people. If God wanted us to be Muslims, he would have allowed them to conquer us the same way they conquered every other piece of West African territory. But he preserved us. We cannot then voluntarily hand ourselves over to them. We must fight. We must resist these people. If it comes down to having to resist them, even with the last person standing on this earth, that is what we're going to do. We want to tell the world that indeed we are the children of the light, that God is in heaven watching over us, because what we are doing is his bidding. Once again, you must tell your friends and your family. You must continue to add your friends to our Facebook group. You must continue to attend meetings where you are. If you're lost, just put it on Facebook, Biafrans in whichever country that you're in. If you're in Mexico, you say Biafrans in Mexico, and we'll be there. Brazil is going back a bit. We don't know what happened. We need to find out what is happening in Brazil. They came out all singing, all dancing. Brazil is going backwards. Japan remains a disgrace. South Korea remains an eyesore. South Korea and Japan, we don't know what is happening, but we are about to find out. I'm asking them if raw fish, sushi, has a damaging effect on the brains of black people from Africa. Why they can't reason? We want to know what is happening to the brains of those answering Igbo names, those answering to Ibibio names, to Efik names, those answering Ijo names who are in Japan. Are they with us or are they not with us? What is going on in Japan that they cannot leave fresh fish alone, sushi, and focus on what is before them? America finally woke up. Germany finally woke up. We are somehow hopeful that Japan must also follow suit in the not too distant future. We thank all of you once again that this is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, you must continue to spread this very gospel. And this gospel stems from the very fact that Biafra is our religion. On this radio station, Radio Biafra is where we worship. And Chukwu Abiama is our God. He is going to guide, bless, sustain each and every one of you, including those coming to the meeting tomorrow at Edmonton Green Shopping Center, where we will broadcast live to the world. But more importantly, this same wonderful God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much.